A very pleasant good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Tchancey Park, home of your 2022 Fresno Grizzlies! The Grizzlies staff and management thank you for your continued support of the team and for your attendance tonight as the Grizzlies, California League Single A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, take on the Modesto Nuts, California League Single A affiliate of the Seattle Mariners, in game number 5 of this 6-game series. Fans, for your safety, we ask that you remain off the dugout tops at all times. Dugout tops are for Grizzlies game day staff only, including on-field staff, ushers, and security personnel. Thank you for your cooperation. Although protected netting has been installed, as a reminder, fans, please keep your eyes on the field of play as flying bats and balls can still enter the stands at any time. Please inform any children in your care of these risks. The security station, lost and found, and first aid stations are all located behind section 124 on the main concourse. Restrooms are located on both sides of the concourse for your convenience. They are located near section 108 and 118. Family restrooms are also located along the main concourse. Fans, the Grizzlies would like to remind you that the smoking area is located in the northeast corner of Tulare Plaza, Gate 7. Electronic cigarettes are also to be used only in the smoking section. The courtesy booth is located on the main concourse behind home plate and is your source for everything Grizzlies. From ticket information to lineup sheets, you'll find the answers at the courtesy booth. Plus, if you're celebrating a birthday or special event with us at the ballpark tonight, make it memorable by seeing your name in lights on the big screen. Sign up at the courtesy booth by the end of a third inning to get your message up on our brand new video board. Tchancey Park has made the transition to a cashless venue for all Grizzlies baseball games. This change will protect the health and safety of our fans and staff while providing quick, streamlined service. Fans can exchange their money for a preloaded card at the courtesy booth or at the ticket office back window, both located on the concourse. If you still need cash, the Grizzlies have ATMs on the main that are located near section 118. Fans, you'll find tonight's lineup and Cal League standings behind section 124 on the main concourse. Grizzlies fans and citizens of California, show your pride by stopping in the Grizzlies team store and picking up the latest in Grizzlies fashion. With brand new merchandise for the 2022 season, the team store and its staff have you covered. The team store is located behind section 120 and online at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Step up to the plate now through July 1st at Tchancey Gold Resort and Casino. Earn 500 and 1,000 base points to swipe on the kiosk and win loads of prizes like Grizzlies tickets, $1,000 in cash, e-cash, and more. Cash drawings every Thursday and Friday to win your share of $24,000 and hit a home run at the finale where you can win your share of $39,000 in cold hard cash. Only at Tchancey's $600,000 Swing Big Giveaway. Nationwide is an official partner of Minor League Baseball. For every pitch life throws at you, Nationwide is here to offer protection. Visit Nationwide.com to see how Nationwide is on your side. Fresno Yosemite International Airport, your hometown airport, welcomes you to Tchancey Park, home of the Fresno Grizzlies. Enjoy the game, and when you're ready to travel, check out flyfresno.com to see the latest offers from your favorite airlines to your favorite destinations. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair for providing tonight's press box food. Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair is conveniently located in front of the Fashion Fair Mall on Shaw Avenue and is ready to serve Grizzlies fans Monday through Saturday from 6:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. We look forward to serving you at Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair.
For every walk this year, Stryker, the official smart robotics joint replacement partner of Minor League Baseball, will be donating $1 to Canines for Warriors, the nation's largest provider of service dogs to military veterans. To learn more, visit makosmartrobotics.com.
Toyota is proud to be the official vehicle of the Fresno Grizzlies. Visit your local Central Valley Toyota dealer today to check out Toyota's lineup of 11 fuel-efficient hybrids. Go Grizzlies! Tonight's pitch speed is being tracked by the California Highway Patrol radar gun. See how fast your favorite pitcher is throwing tonight. The California Highway Patrol reminds you to watch your speed while traveling and do not attempt to text while driving. Anheuser-Busch is here to remind you to enjoy responsibly. Here are some ways you can take part and make every experience with our products a great one. First, be a part of the 97% of drinkers who don't drive after drinking. Whether it's leaving your car behind, planning ahead to be the passenger, or hailing a ride, you can make it happen. Did you know that impaired driving has been cut in half in the last 30 years? It's because people like you make the right choice. Second, remember to hydrate between drinks. Have a glass of water between your buds, or enjoy a non-alcohol beer like Budweiser Zero or Busch N.A. Third, remember to eat. Grab some fries and a burger to enjoy with those brews. Fans, want to see your selfie up on the video board? For the first time ever at Chancy Park, tweet your photo or post to your public Instagram using the hashtag RaiseTheBear. That's hashtag RaiseTheBear for your chance to be featured on our brand new video board later in the game. Hey, baseball fans, when the Grizzlies win, you win at Raceway Car Wash. That's right. If the Grizzlies win a home game, you win a free $20 car wash. Raceway Car Wash, with four convenient locations serving the greater Fresno area. Raceway Car Wash, a clean so easy, you can't afford not to wash your car. Enjoy the Fresno Chaffee Zoo all year long with an unlimited family membership. Receive tons of extra perks like discounts on event tickets and zoo camp registration, invites to member-only events, unlimited visits to Fresno Chaffee Zoo, and so much more. To purchase your membership, call 559-498-5910 or visit FresnoChaffeeZoo.org.
Who would do this to a hardwood floor?
I would, because it's not wood. It's Tuflok flooring, and it's waterproof.
Tuflok is tough. It can take anything you can throw at it.
This stuff is durable!
A lot of water.
Tougher than 10-year-old jerky.
It's a tough world out there, and you need tough flooring. Tuflok flooring. Available at Flooring Liquidators.
I just want to love you, you know. It's... I'll give you all that I got.
Fans, we have a lot of excitement in store for you tonight. So let's go down to the field and welcome tonight's on-field host. Here is Cruz!
Thank you, fans, and welcome to Chauncey Park in beautiful downtown Fresno, home of your Fresno Grizzlies! Alrighty, Grizzly fans, we have a ton in store for you today. First and foremost, it is Growers Night. So tonight we're celebrating everything ag and all those who work to feed not just the Central Valley, but the entire nation. So it's going to be a ton of fun. We have different booths all around the stadium, so make sure you check them out and learn a little about those who feed us. Now, we also have our Idea Fest happening in Tulare Plaza. So you'll see all the Fresno schools out there in Tulare Plaza, and they have different booths to show you all the different creative things they've been doing at their schools. There's art exhibits and things that have to do with engineering and mechanics. Make sure you go out there because they've been working super hard to show y'all everything they know. Now, for tonight with our Growers Night, we have some themed jerseys. So you'll notice the players are wearing some special limited edition jerseys that you can auction on now. You can go bid on them at FresnoGrizzlies.com/auction. Once again, that's FresnoGrizzlies.com/auction. If you want to get one of these exclusive game-worn jerseys. So we're auctioning the ones we were wearing tonight and the ones we wore last night for Star Wars Night. Star Wars Night was a ton of fun. You can get one of those exclusive jerseys, like I said, on FresnoGrizzlies.com/auction. Now, we have one more game after tonight left in this homestand. That's going to be 105 tomorrow for one of our Save Mart Sundays. So make sure you come on down, and it's going to be a ton of fun. And don't forget, tonight after the game, we have fans run the bases. So you heard that right. Every fan in Chichansey Park gets to come on field and run these bases after the game. So make sure you stick around for that. So speaking of running up over here, I'm going to introduce y'all to a few people that are part of our G-Force. I need y'all to give them a round of applause as I introduce them. Up first, we have Tony. All right, after her, we have Alyssa. Running around handling some business, we also have Taylor. But I think, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. We're missing somebody. Y'all know who it is. It's my buddy, my pal, the best bear in baseball. You know him as Parker. Oh, look at him speeding his way over here. Way to go, Parker. Grizzly fans, I need you to get loud as we welcome once again my buddy, my pal Parker. Looking good, buddy. I like it. All right, Brandon, that's all we have down here. I'm going to go ahead and send it right back up to you.
Now, fans, please direct your attention to the pitcher's mound for tonight's promo pitches. First up tonight, Representing Sunnyside High School, here is student Nathan Prada. Thank you, Nathan. Next up, representing McCardo Elementary School, give it up for teacher Brenda McLean. Thank you, Brenda. Next up, instructional superintendent, make some noise for Carlos Castillo. Well done, Carlos. And our last pitch here, Superintendent Bob Nelson. Fans, how about a round of applause for all of tonight's promo pitches? And now it's time for tonight's starting lineups. First for the visiting Modesto Nuts. Leading off, designated hitter number 8, Jonathan Class A. Batting second in center field, number 2, Victor Labrada. Batting third, the catcher, number 13, Freyudy Bautista. Batting fourth, the first baseman, number 38, Robert Perez. Batting fifth, in left field, number 16, Randy Bednar. Batting sixth, at third base, number 17, Ben Ramirez. Batting seventh, in right field, number 4, Joaquin Cabrera. Batting eighth, shortstop, number 21, Amador Arias. Batting ninth, the second baseman, number 6, Brett Rodriguez. And the starting pitcher tonight for the Modesto Nuts, number 9, Michael Morales. And now, here's the starting lineup for your Fresno Grizzlies! Leading off and playing center field, number 1, Braden Ward. Batting second at second base, number 4, Juan Brito. Batting third, the designated hitter, number 15, Yankiel Fernandez. Batting fourth, at third base, number 5, Warming Bernabeu. Batting fifth, catcher, number 11, Braxton Fulford. Batting sixth, the first baseman, number 35, Hunter Goodman. Batting seventh, in right field, number 28, Zach Kokoska. Batting eighth, in left field, number 14, Juan Guerrero. Batting ninth, the shortstop, number 9, Iverson Rodriguez. And the starting pitcher tonight for your Grizzlies, number 20, Victor Juarez. The Grizzlies starting lineup is brought to you by Toyota. We'll be right back. Now making their way to the field are tonight's umpires. Behind home plate, Trevor Patience, and at first base, Cass Cousins.
Plowing these fields in the hot summer sun. Over by the gate, Lordy, here she comes with a basket full of chicken and a big cold jug of sweet tea. I make a little room and she climbs on up. I open up a throttle and stir a little dust. Just look at her face, she ain't a fool of me. She thinks my tractor's sexy, it really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. My tractor sexy. We ride back and forth till we run out of light. Take it to the barn, put it up for the night. Climb up in the loft, sit and talk with the radio on. She says she's got a dream and I ask what it is. She wants a little farm and a yard full of kids. And one more teeny weeny ride before I take her home. She thinks my tractor's sexy, it really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along.
It's Saturday night in the Central Valley and time to dive into action on the diamond. We are on the air with Modesto Nuts Baseball. Tonight, the Nuts, a Class A affiliate of the Seattle Mariners, seek their fourth straight win here in Game 5 of a six-game series against the host Fresno Grizzlies, Class A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. This is a California League matchup. My name is David Gentile. Welcome to Fresno, California, and inside Chuck Chansey Park. Filling in this three-day stretch for Keaton Gologli, who's out in Reno calling one for the Aces today. Delighted to be here. Delighted that you're here as well. And a thank you to Keaton and the Nuts for allowing me to get in the mix this weekend. Nuts are 13-12. They're over 500 for the first time since they were 3-2 on April 13th. Just one game back of the opponent tonight, Fresno and the San Jose Giants, who are tied for the league in the California League's North Division. Modesto has won three straight in the series, leads the series 3-1, and won 8 of its last 11 games overall. Last night, a 2-2 game going into the third, and the Nuts cracked it right open with 3 runs. That's all they would need the rest of the way as the pitching staff and defense combined to hold the league's offensive leader in Fresno to just 2 runs on 5 hits while playing error-free baseball. Modesto boasts the top 2 run producers in the league. Robert Perez Jr. leading the way with 24. He is in the starting lineup tonight. Edwin Arroyo has 23. Arroyo is not starting tonight's game. On the other side, the Fresno Grizzlies at 14-11, as I mentioned, leading the North Division here in the California League. One of the best offensive and defensive teams early in the season, both here in the Cal League and in all of A-ball. They're leading the league in a host of offensive categories, including batting average, and also lead the league in fielding percentage. Scored 9 runs in the opener of this series on Tuesday, and they've scored 9 runs over the last 3 games, all losses to Modesto over the course of the last 3 days. So that was on the heels of a 7-7, 7 wins in a row with 7 or more runs during a winning streak leading into this series and including the first game of this set. So Fresno looking to find some of that offensive groove once again. Braden Ward, Braxton Fulford, and Adael Amador are 3 of the 4 top batting average hitters in the Cal League so far this year. Starting pitchers tonight, young guns. Victor Juarez for the Grizzlies, 18-year-old from Mexico, and Michael Morales for the Nuts, the 19-year-old from Pennsylvania. Juarez has pitched well over his last 2 starts, 10 innings with just 2 runs across and 9 strikeouts. And Morales, a third-round pick in 2021 by the Mariners, continuing his development here within the Seattle Mariners organization. All right, let's send it on down to field level and get you set up for the national anthem. Right on the other side, we'll have the starting lineups. And first pitch, you're listening to Modesto Nuts Baseball.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, please rise and remove your caps for the singing of our national anthem. Representing McLean High School, tonight's anthem is performed by Selena Lee. Selena Lee, ladies and gentlemen.
All righty, Grizzly fans, there's one last thing we need to say to start this ball game, and I have some friends here who are going to help me say it.
I'll welcome you back inside the broadcast booth. After the national anthem, we are getting ready for California League Baseball A-Ball here in Fresno, California, and Chuck Chancy Park. David Gentile on the call for you tonight, in for Keaton Galogli, who's up with Reno. Big thank you to Keaton and the Nuts for this opportunity. Let's go ahead and set the starting lineups, beginning with the Modesto Nuts, who will line them up like this today under the manager Austin Knight. 13-12, third in the California League North Division, and one game back of Fresno and San Jose. Jonathan Class A leads it off. He's the designated hitter. Victor Labrada bats second in center field. Hitting third will be Freudy Bautista, the catcher. Robert Perez is in the cleanup spot. The first baseman, the Cal leader, with 8 home runs and 24 driven in. Randy Bednar bats fifth in left field. Ben Ramirez is hitting sixth at third base. Joaquin Cabrera, the right fielder, bats seventh. Amador Arias is in the 8th hole at shortstop. And Brett Rodriguez, the number 9 hitter, will play second base. Defensively for Fresno, Hunter Goodman at first, Juan Brito at second, Iverson Rodriguez at short, Warming Bernabell at third. Juan Guerrero's in left, Braden Ward in center, Zach Kokoska's in right, Braxton Fulford doing the catching, all backing up the starting pitcher, Victor Juarez, 18-year-old from Mexico. It's a matchup of teenage pitchers tonight. Juarez is 18, and for the Modesto Nuts, Michael Morales, 19 years old. First pitch of the day is fouled back by Jonathan Class A. Fastball just above belt high. It's at 6:52 p.m. Temperature at 75 degrees on a little bit of a cooler day than we've seen the last few here in Modesto. Juarez set up on the third base side of the rubber, kicks and deals, and misses for ball one to even up the count. Close, but just a little low that time, and it's 1-1 to Class A. 1-1 pitch, fouled back to the screen. Center cut fastball that time, coming in at 92 miles an hour. Juarez 1-0 on the year with a 3.72 ERA. Right-hander kicks and deals. This is a bouncer over to the right side, playable for Juan Brito at second base. And he throws to first, one away. Class A bounces out 4-3 for the first out of this first inning, and here's the two-hole hitter, Victor Labrada. Labrada hitting .357 on the year. No homers. He's driven in two for the Nuts. Class A, a switch hitter, stood in from the left side. Labrada, true left-handed hitter, stands in. The pitch is in for a strike. 0-1. 92 miles an hour on the inner half to Labrada. And working quickly here is Juarez. His 0-1 misses for a ball. Elevated one that time. A little bit in as well as 92. That's where we expect to see him, sitting around the low 90s in terms of velocity. 1-1 falls off and away to the left-handed hitting Labrada. Two balls and a strike. Juarez has been working pretty quickly. He'll get into his wind and deal and gets a swing and a miss. That time 85. Good changeup. A little bit of late fade to that pitch. And makes it 2-2 here to the left-handed hitting Labrada. Gets the ball back, and he's been dealing his pitches in about 10 seconds or a little bit less. This one bounced up the middle. Brito charging after it, and it'll get through for a base hit. Right between Brito at second and Iverson Rodriguez at short. Took a couple of hops on the infield. Really no play for Brito. And Labrada putting the baseball in play and getting rewarded for it. He gets a one-out single here in the first, and that will bring Freddy Bautista up to the plate. So Bautista standing in here from the right side. First pitch. And that one misses for a ball. Ball one just off the plate. You know, 81 miles an hour. In low 90s, four-pitch mix, control and command, the attributes that the Grizzlies broadcaster Doug Greenwald highlighted about Victor Juarez in our pregame chat today. The pitch is swung on and missed. That's a 1-0 and over the top of one. Nice pitch that time, little over-the-top curveball. And it is a ball and a strike here to Freddy Bautista. And Bautista looking to better his grip on the bat. Yes, getting a little of the tacky, sticky stuff on the handle, ready to go. Back in the batter's box here, ahead of a 1-1. Juarez deals. That's in for called strike two. 90 miles an hour, just on the low and away part of the strike zone. Nice pitch to get him to 1-2. One out, runner on first. That's Labrada. No score, top one. Modesto and Fresno in game five of this six-game set. There is the pickoff throw over to first, and diving back in time is Victor Labrada. So as a pitcher, you're allowed two disengagements of the rubber with the rules this year. A pickoff is one of the things that can count as a disengagement. So not likely to see a third pickoff attempt straight up. Runner goes for second. That one is swung on and fouled off. And Bautista able to stay alive here with two strikes and swinging to protect the runner, Labrada. So Labrada heads back over to first base. And pitcher with 14 seconds to deliver with no runners on. 18 with runners on base. The pitch clock is at 7. Juarez is set. And tosses over to first once again. So there is the second engagement. And that noted by tonight's home plate umpire, Trevor Patience. The base umpire is Cass Cousins, the crew of two. Cousins just back to the mound and off to the right. He'll switch positions based on where the base runners start on a given play. 1-2. Swung on, sent out to left field on a line and down for a base hit. And that one's going to roll all the way back to the wall. Labrada heading around third. He is coming in to score and will get there without a throw as Freddy Bautista is in the second with an RBI gap double. And Modesto, for the second straight night, strikes in the first inning. It's 1-0 Nuts. This team was dangerous hitting with two strikes yesterday, and Bautista continues that trend here. He picks up his 11th run batted in on the year. Gapper out to left center. Hit maybe about 20 feet shy of the warning track. Guerrero was chasing it back but could not get the angle on it, the left fielder. And the first pitch here is into Robert Perez for a strike. And it's 0-1, 91 miles an hour to Perez, who leads the California League with 8 home runs and 24 runs batted in on the year. Righty-righty matchup. Juarez comes set. A look out to second base. Kicks and deals. And that one's in there for ball one. 1-1 the count on an elevated fastball. First pitch officially at 6:52 p.m. Temperature a nice 75. We're in the shade, though, so it feels a shade cooler than that. Nice evening for baseball. 1-1 pitch is a fastball that's yanked at 92 miles an hour outside against the right-handed hitter. Two balls and a strike here to Robert Perez. 1-0 Modesto, top of the first, one out. Freddy Bautista with an RBI double. He stands out at second base. Juarez sets from the stretch and deals. Swing and a miss. Evens up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 92-mile-an-hour fastball outside part of the plate. Good location at 2-1. Hitter gets in a favorable count. They're going to be looking for pitches like that, but that one well spotted up in the zone and away. Now the 2-2. Swing and a miss. And it's a swinging strikeout here. They elevate the fastball, put it away. Similar spot left to right in terms of the horizontal, but that one brought up by about 3 inches. So a little bit of chase material, 2 strikes, and Perez goes after it. He strikes out. 2 down in the inning here for Randy Bednar. And we're going to see a visit to the mound here, just a conversation with the battery. Juarez and Fulford. So the pitch clock reset to 30 seconds. Umpire taking note of that. It's now down to 9. Pickoff throw comes into second and almost got him. Freddy Bautista feet first back into the bag. Wasn't too far off of second base as Juarez was working with his second baseman Brito, and kind of an awkward slide back in from Freddy, but was able to get there in time. 2 outs, runner on second, 1-0 Modesto, top one. Here's the first pitch to Bednar. It's a swing and a miss for strike one. Pitch diving downstairs at 78 miles an hour. Bednar over the top of it. Fulford blocked it out in front of him. It hit the dirt just beyond the plate, but was able to stay on top of it to keep Bautista at second base. 0-1 the count. The pitch. That one is elevated. Ball and a strike. Here to Bednar. Juarez in 2022, 1-0 on the year, 3.72 ERA, fifth appearance, all of them starts this season. He readies the 1-1 and fouled off to the right side. Over to the first base dugout in the direction of where the Fresno Grizzlies are at. They'll make the count now, 1 ball and 2 strikes to Bednar. It's the all red, all scarlet jerseys for the Modesto Nuts here today. Oh, check that. That's Fresno. Fresno out in the field. 1-2 comes in, misses for a ball. 92 miles an hour up and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Scarlet, black, gold, and beige. That's the color scheme for Fresno. Represents the California state flag. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Gassing one up at 91 miles an hour. Some attack fastballs in that first inning by the starting pitcher, Victor Juarez. And he strikes out the last two batters he faces to retire the side in the first. Freddy Bautista's RBI double, giving the Nuts an early 1-0 lead. We'll flip the lineup card over and get you ready for the bottom half of the first inning. The Fresno Grizzlies under manager Robinson Cancel, the affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, 14-11 coming into game 5 of this 6-game series, tied for first in the California North Division with the San Jose Giants. Braden Ward leads it off in center field. Juan Brito bats second at second base. Yankeel Fernandez back in the lineup. He had missed the last 6 games. He's DHing tonight and batting third. Warming Bernabel is back in the lineup at third base in the cleanup spot. Braxton Fulford bats fifth and does the catching. Hunter Goodman is the first baseman, hitting sixth. Zach Kakaska bats seventh and plays right field. Juan Guerrero is the eight-hole hitter playing left. And rounding out the order, Iverson Rodriguez, the shortstop, hitting ninth. Here is the defensive alignment for the Modesto Nuts. Robert Perez Jr. is at first base. Brett Rodriguez at second. Amador Arias back into the lineup. He'll play shortstop. Ben Ramirez is at the hot corner at third. Randy Bednar patrolling left. Victor Labrada at the controls in center. And Joaquin Cabrera out in right field. Freddy Bautista doing the catching, all backing up the starting pitcher, Michael Morales. So Morales, like Juarez, his counterpart, also just a teenager, 19 years old, originally from Pennsylvania, third-round pick in 2021 by the Mariners. He comes in as a with a 2-1 record, 4.62 ERA over 25 and a third innings on the season, and has a 2.70 opposing batting average this year. This will be his sixth appearance. All of them starts for the right-hander. He'll first face the left-handed hitting Braden Ward. And Morales winds and deals his first pitch of the day. It's a fastball away at 92 miles an hour. About two baseball lengths off the plate. And it's 1-0 to Ward. Ward comes in batting .397 this season. And takes the second pitch for a strike. Right to the changeup, 80 miles an hour. And ruled to be at the knees. Excellent framework there by Freddy Bautista going downstairs to meet that ball. Pull it up into the zone. On a late break. The 1-1. And one misses inside. Slider at 79 miles an hour. Good movement to it. And two balls and a strike. Here to Braden Ward, the Cal League leader in batting average. Three homers, eight driven in on the year. The 2-1. Bouncer to short. On the ground for Arias. Throws to first in time. Strong arm across the infield to retire Ward. And one away. Well, daisy cutter that time off the bat of Ward. Barely took any hops, just skirting the grass over to short. Easy stuff for Arias, who was out of the lineup yesterday. Returns today to start at short. The other defensive change, Victor Labrada, DH yesterday. He's in center field today for Modesto. First pitch to Juan Brito, sliding in for a strike. Right in at the knees, and it's 0-1. Brito is a switch hitter, standing in from the left side against the right-handed pitcher Morales. His 0-1. Bounce to the right side. On a couple of hops, Rodriguez ranges to his left, readjusts, and tosses on to first. Two down. Ward grounds out to short. Brito grounds out to second, and that will bring Yanquil Fernandez up to bat. Fernandez hitting .229 on the year. Two home runs, nine driven in. Been dealing with a bit of a shoulder issue lately. He has a great arm when he plays in the field. Ready to look at the first pitch from Morales. That one comes in and hits him on the foot, and he'll be awarded first base. So Yanquil Fernandez hit by a pitch. Well, right back into the lineup after missing six games with injury, and then promptly goes up there and gets plunked. It was an 81-mile-an-hour toss from Morales. And Fernandez looks to be okay, so he will take first base, and that will bring Warming Bernabell up to the plate. Bernabell batting .317 on the year. Righty-righty matchup here. Morales kicks and deals. First pitch taken for a called strike one. 86 miles an hour down and away. That must have just clipped the zone. On the outer part of the plate. 0-1 with two down here to Bernabell. And that pitch is in there for strike two. And another one just clipping the bottom of the zone on its way in. That's part of what you want to figure out early on. What does that umpire's strike zone look like? And I think the Nuts trying to see if they can take advantage of the low part of the zone with Trevor Patience behind the plate. And that 0-2 swung on and fouled off. Pitch up and in just above the letters. So Bernabell in defensive swing mode with two strikes. Remains 0-2 here. Warming Bernabell at 6 feet tall, 180 pounds, 19-year-old out of Bonnie in the Dominican Republic. Bounces one foul. Keep it off speed here. 0-2, that same pitch that we've seen. And it's some late dive to it. It was one that was called for the first two strikes of this AB. Bernabel has fouled off the last two. 1-0, Modesto, bottom one, runner on first, two outs. The 0-2 to Bernabel. Spikes in front of home plate. Bautista reels it in and looks the runner, Fernandez, back to first. Make it a ball and two strikes. Here to Bernabel, international undrafted free agent signee of Colorado back in 2018. Bounces one on, two high hops to short, picked nicely by Arias. The throw to first cannot be corralled by Robert Perez Jr. And Bernabel aboard safely to give Fresno runners on first and second here with two away. Off the bat, it went almost immediately into the dirt, into fair territory. Took a high hop. That must have gotten about 15 to 20 feet off the ground. It was a nice pick at short on a short hop by Amador Arias. The throw to first would have been in time. It was a little bit low, but Perez Jr. could not reel it in. So first and second here with two outs, 1-0 Modesto. Fresno batting. Next up, it's Braxton Fulford. Takes the first pitch for a strike. And it's 0-1. Righty-righty matchup. He worked away with an off-speed pitch. 85 miles an hour on the first offering. Morales checks out to second, kicks and deals. That one is down and in. Curveball that time from Morales, missing inside. 1-1 with two away. Set up on the first base side of the rubber. Slightly closed off is Morales. Kicks and deals, and that one will bounce away. It's a check swing strike, and both runners will advance. So Fernandez will make his way to third. And Bernabel will get on to second on the wild pitch. So that will be that last play, by the way. An error on Perez, unable to see the baseball in. You still give an assist to the shortstop in that case. So now second and third with two outs and can go back to the windup here. That one's up and in. And now it's two balls and two strikes. Kind of a rare case. There aren't that many of them where you can see a pitcher go to the windup, but the action with runners on second and third would have to be at home plate. 2-2. Was he able to hold up his swing? Yes, he was, on a pitch in the dirt. Smothered by Bautista, so it goes down for ball three. And Fulford, who's hitting .342 on the year. One home run, four driven in. Told you about the batting averages. Fresno has four of the top six hitters in terms of batting average this year. Fulford at third at .342. Full count, two-out pitch on the way. That one swung on, sent out to center. Labrada into the gap, has time, and makes the catch to retire Braxton Fulford for the final out of the inning. A hit by pitch and an error put two Grizzlies on with two outs in the first, but Modesto able to keep the door shut. The Nuts carry a 1-0 lead into the second inning.
It's time for Parker's Pickup.
Fans, I need you to make some noise if you want a t-shirt. Parker and Tony are in the back of the pickup and they're trying to launch some t-shirts to you. Oh, Grizzly fans, I can get louder than that. Let me hear you make some noise. All right, here we are on the third base side. We got people on top of the dugout throwing out t-shirts courtesy of our friends over at Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Parker's looking for you. Grizzly fans, I'm here to make some noise. All right, Parker's over here on the first base side. Oh, we need you up. We need you out of your seat. We need you on your feet. Once again, we want to thank our friends over at Chancy Gold Resort and Casino for hooking us up with some t-shirts to throw out to y'all.
Top of the second inning from Chuck Chancey Park. Modesto 1, Fresno nothing. David Gentile with you on the call tonight as we get ready for this top half of the second. Fresno growers night here at Chuck Chancey Park, and the uniforms reflecting that. The Grizzlies all red, red tops, red bottoms. The word Fresno kind of small on the front of the jersey, and then growers in white in that beige. First pitch of the inning comes into Ben Ramirez from Victor Juarez, and it's in there for a strike. 0-1. 90 miles an hour on the radar gun. The 0-1 is swung through. Nice breaking ball that time. Diving down low. Working quickly here is Juarez. The 0-2's in there for a called strike three, an express three-pitch strikeout on a 91-mile-an-hour fastball inside and at the knees. Juarez has struck out three straight batters, and next up it's Joaquin Cabrera. So Fresno growers celebrating the farmers in the Central Valley. Black caps, black crown with the red brim. Joaquin Cabrera takes downstairs, and it's 1-0. The logo is a baseball on the cap, and it's got a leaf. Think about a baseball wearing a hat that is a light green leaf. That's what it looks like. 1-0 pitch is in there for a strike, and it is 1-1. Juarez winds and deals the 1-1, and therefore a ball, two balls and a strike. That's the interesting thing about having the pitch clock. Just from a broadcast standpoint, as you're gathering more info, you can see how quickly a pitcher gets ready to deal and come to the plate. 2-1 pitch is down and in for a strike. That makes it 2-2. That looked like it was down and in off the plate for a ball. I think we're seeing a little bit of a big zone from Trevor Patience here early. This one swung on, driven out. Left center field, Guerrero into the gap. He'll be called off by Braden Ward, who makes the catch from center. Two gone. They were at the right depth and just having an extra word with each other. Right out there in the left center gap, probably about 25 feet in from the warning track. That part of the park runs 385, so a decent run, but ultimately a routine play. And here is Amador Arias. Arias takes a first pitch in for a strike, and it's 0-1. Again, that zone very stretched out as that pitch dropped in low. Juarez stepping off the rubber there. Now dials in an 0-1 pitch for a ball. That one definitively dropping low at 81 miles an hour makes it 1-1. 1-1 pitch. Misses low for a ball, 2-1. That one down, couple about two ball lengths below the strike zone when it got in there. So two balls and a strike with two outs. Arias hitting 136 on the year, two driven in. And takes a strike at 2-1. To make it 2-2. Curveball that time. Just setting up at the knees. And the 2-2. Down and in. They go back to the curve that time. And Arias able to get away out of the way of it. And now Juarez back behind the mound. Steps off. A little bit of rosin. Try and dry out the hand a little bit. Give yourself a shot at a better grip. The pitch. Lined foul just above the Modesto dugout on the third base side. And full count still at three balls and two strikes. 1-0 Modesto, two outs, top two. Fastball comes in low, 92 miles an hour. Arias walks on a full count. And that will bring Brett Rodriguez up to the plate. Rodriguez hitting 150 on the season with a homer and two driven in. Rodriguez, right-handed batter at 6 feet tall, 200 pounds. Sends one through the right side for a base hit. And Arias will stop up at second as the throw comes into the base path between second and third. So Brett Rodriguez is aboard. The Nuts have back-to-back base runners here with two outs in the second. And it's back to the top of the line here for Jonathan Classe, who grounded out his first time up. Came into this game hitting 253, three home runs, and 15 driven in. Two outs, 1-0, Modesto top two. Time will be called for defensive signals. So stepping out in front of the plate is Braxton Fulford. Pitch clock back up to 18 with runners on base. And we're ready for the first pitch of this at bat. Juarez deals. It's outside. 84 miles an hour. Change up that time from Juarez. We've seen a pretty decent mix of a couple of the different pitches he's had first time through the order. Mostly fastball and curveball. A little bit of change up as well. The pitch. Swung on, sent out to center. Couple steps in for Braden Ward and makes the catch to retire Jonathan Classe for the final out of the inning. Resno able to pitch through a two-out walk and a two-out single. So the Nuts with a hit, and they strand two in the top of the second. Modesto leading this thing 1-0 as we go bottom two.
Rowers game. This opportunity will not last long, so make sure you visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/auction for your chance to win. And you want to see your selfie up on the video board? For the first time ever to Chancey Park, tweet your photo or post to your public Instagram using the hashtag RaiseTheBear. That's hashtag RaiseTheBear for your chance to be featured on our brand new video board later in the game. Also, fans, make sure that you stick around for Fans Run the Bases. At the end of tonight's game, everybody can start lining up behind section 123 for their chance to run the bases just like the players. Fans Run the Bases, presented by Producers Dairy. Off for the Grizzlies, the first baseman number 35, Hunter Goodman.
Bottom of the second inning in this California League matchup. Modesto Nuts 1, Fresno Grizzlies nothing. Nuts striking for a run in the top of the first and getting the shutdown inning in the bottom half. Nothing doing score-wise for the Nuts in the top half of the second. And Michael Morales gets Hunter Goodman to foul off the first pitch of his at-bat. 85 miles an hour, goes straight back. And it is 0-1. Righty-righty matchup here. Goodman, Kakoska, and Guerrero do up this inning. 0-1 pitch, swung on, sent out to left field. Bednar chasing after it. He'll settle in and make the catch for out number one. Had to go back maybe about 25 feet to his right out in right field. Looked pretty good coming off the bat, but Goodman ultimately getting under that one enough to make it fairly easy for Bednar. One away. So here is Zach Kakoska. He'll stand in from the left side. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter. Morales winds and deals. His first pitch is bunted to the third base side. Ramirez coming up with it, gloves it, and has no play. Zach Kakoska gets aboard with a bunt single here with one away in the second. And the Grizzlies imploring a little small ball here to get a base runner. Well-placed bunt by Kakoska. Wasn't more than 8 or 9 feet into fair territory. Just a little bit onto the infield grass, and Ben Ramirez read it well, charged in, but ultimately thought the wiser of it, and rightfully so. Just surrender the base and move on. Here's Juan Guerrero. Pitch is bounced to short. Arias flips to second, but it's wide at second base and into the outfield. And he will be safe at second. That's Kakoska. A little bit of contact, too. So now time will be called for as Kakoska able to get back to his feet. So Kakoska safely into second. He stays aboard on what will be an E6. A throwing error by Arias, who ran in a couple of steps. It was a pretty short throw. He looked good and set. I think just sending that one into the outfield. Just missed the mark. Maybe a little too easy on the toss that time. So first and second here with one away. Here's Iverson Rodriguez. who takes downstairs, and it's 1-0. Rodriguez, in separate games in this series, has a three-hit game. He's got a two-home run game. His first two homers this season, and his first two-homer game as a professional. A couple of nights back, 12-6 Modesto win. 82-mile-an-hour pitch is fouled off by Iverson Rodriguez. Now, that's a double whammy for Modesto that last play, because it looked like it could have been a double play ball off the bat. So you're thinking maybe inning over, and instead you don't get an out. And now two Grizzlies aboard, just as they had in the first inning. 1-1 with one away. Morales kicks and deals, and that is taken downstairs, and the batter went around. Iverson Rodriguez unable to check his swing, and that will make it a ball and two strikes. So first and second, 1-0 Modesto, bottom two with Fresno at bat. 1-2 the count with one away. The pitch is low. Diving down again, 83 miles an hour. Pretty heavy dose of that curveball here today from Michael Morales. Rodriguez able to lay off. 2-2, slowly bounced left side on two hops. Backhanded glove by Arias. His throw gets away and into the dugout. And that's going to allow the runners to move up. Fresno gets the first run. And errors on back-to-back plays by Amador Arias. He had to sit and wait back on it. It took a high hop. Base runner was in his path for a moment. Had a backhanded stop, but again was able to field it in a good position and just sailed the throw. Boy, it wasn't close over to Perez at first. Gets into the Fresno dugout, so we are tied at one, second and third with one out, and it's back to the top of the line for Braden Ward. And the first pitch to Ward is in there for a ball, 81 miles an hour, and it's 1-0. So in E6, Kokoska came in to score, and the dead ball putting Guerrero at third and Rodriguez at second. 1-0 pitch, and therefore a strike. Just on the inside part of the plate, 92-mile-an-hour fastball. 1-1 here to the left-handed hitting Ward, who grounded out his first time up. Cal League leader in batting average. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter. And the 1-1 dives downstairs. Two balls and a strike. 91 miles an hour, kept it inside, pushed it a little more toward the batter, just inside and off the plate. And now it's 2-1 with one away. RBI opportunity, second and third with one out. Base hit will give Fresno the lead, and they will have it. Base hit out to right. One run comes in to score. The trail runner Rodriguez coming in. The throw will be cut off. Rodriguez slides in safely. It's a two-run single for Braden Ward, and Fresno turns it into a crooked inning. The Grizzlies now lead it 3-1. So it's a two-run single for Braden Ward. Put him up to 10 driven in on the year. Guerrero scores easily from third, and Rodriguez comes in to score from second. So Fresno able to take advantage of back-to-back errors by Arias at short. And the first pitch to Juan Brito in there for a strike. 84 miles an hour, 0-1. Brito grounded out to second his first time up. Pickoff move over to first. Good look, but not in time, as Braden Ward able to dive back into the back. The count, one away, 3-1 Fresno, bottom two. Runner on first is Ward. Ward takes off for second, pitches high and away. The throw down to second skips off the glove of Arias, and he'll be in safely with a stolen base. So Braden Ward now in scoring position, and Juan Brito at the plate with an RBI opportunity. Braden Ward is the most successful base stealer in the league this year in terms of guys who haven't been thrown out yet. He's now a perfect 14 for 14. And Morales will step off the rubber here. and look back out to second base. That is the second disengagement by Morales, so they can't have another one during this at-bat. This one swung on, sent out to right. Joaquin Cabrera heading back, drifting back toward the track, and makes the catch. Runner will tag from second. Gets Ward over to third. Overslid the base. The throw comes into third. Not in time. Oh, baby. Little bit of late juice on that play as Ward had gotten an extended look around third. Round to third, he was maybe 5 or 6 feet toward home plate. Joaquin Cabrera made the catch. The relay throw to Brett Rodriguez, and they almost got him at third. That's the most eventful tag up from second to third that I've seen in a long time. This one lined down the right field line and fair. It'll go down for extra bases for Yankiel Fernandez. And Fernandez in the second with a stand-up RBI double with two away. The big inning gets bigger for the Fresno Grizzlies. They now lead it 4-1. Yankiel Fernandez with an RBI double. So Ward scores easily from third. Fernandez jumping on that pitch, in on a rope out to right. About halfway between the edge of the infield dirt and the outfield wall, maybe a little more than halfway. Seeing a quick conference on the mound here for the Modesto Battery. Rolled all the way back to the wall, and Ward coming in to score. So Fernandez has had a good return to the lineup so far after missing the last six. He's been hit by a pitch and now has an RBI double. Here is warming Bernabeu. First pitch to Bernabeu, lined out to left field. That one's going to get down for extra bases. It's 5-1 Fresno. Bernabeu on his way to second. And it's back-to-back RBI doubles. The Grizzlies are rallying here with two outs, four driven in from the last four batters, and it's 5-1 Fresno. So Yankiel Fernandez up to 10 driven in on the year. Bernabeu up to 19 runs batted in. And here is Braxton Fulford, ninth batter to step to the plate this inning. This one swung on, sent out to the left center gap. Bednar over there. He'll be called off by Victor Labrada in center. He makes the catch and tosses it into the crowd. Nice souvenir for the fans here at Chuck Chancey Park. That is a monster fifth inning. Couple errors at short by Arias. And some extra base juice as well, all in all. Four hits in the inning and five runs for Fresno. The Grizzlies on top, 5-1 through two. We're back after this.
Let's give it a little spin, and it lands on... Show us your war cam. All right, so when the camera gets to you, give us your best roar like a lion.
Oh, Brandon, I know we got some animals in the house tonight. Let's see your roar. Oh, I know you got a roar in you. Come on, let's see it. Well, we even got the claws, too. I know they got a roar. Let's see your roar. Ah, yeah, the patriotic roar. There we go. We have some eating lions right there. They're having a snack. You can see. Oh, ferocious lions on the upper deck right there. Ah, there we go. That's a big roar. Give all the Lions a round of applause, Grizzly fans.
Top of the third inning, Modesto Nuts and the Fresno Grizzlies on a Saturday night in Fresno, California. 5-1 Grizzlies, five runs in the bottom half of the second inning. They took advantage of a couple of errors and were able to come through with four base hits in the inning as well. So as we get set to start the top of the third, this first pitch is bounced foul up the first base side by Victor Labrada, and it's 0-1. This is a battle of two guys that share the same first name. Victor Juarez, Victor Labrada. And Victor Labrada sends one out to shallow right center, and it drops in for a base hit. Labrada trying to take second. The throw comes in, and he'll get in there. Aggressive base running from Victor Labrada, who starts things off with a double for Modesto here in the third. It was about medium depth in right center field, and Ward, who covers some good ground in center, came over for it. Was able to dive, unable to make the play. Kokoska also came in over from right, but Ward just maybe a half step short on that one. But that one hung up for a minute, too. So Labrada hot out of the box, and that's why he was able to get to second base. Victor Labrada is working on a two-for-two day. And here is Freudy Bautista. And Bautista takes the first pitch inside from Victor Juarez, and it's 1-0. Juarez checks out to second, kicks and deals the 1-0. And that one's in there for a called strike. 82 miles an hour just at the belt. A little change up that time coming in inside. So 1-1 to Freudy. RBI double on a 1-2 pitch back in the first inning. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. 91 miles an hour, and Freudy Bautista came out of his shoes a little bit having a go at that one. That was a home run cut through and through. Good pitch to have it on, but could not make contact with the 91-mile-an-hour offering. Now 1-2. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Go right back to that same pitch. They pushed it a little bit to the outer half, and Bautista strikes out swinging for the first out of the inning. One out here in the top of the third, 5-1 Fresno. And for Modesto, Robert Perez Jr. getting ready to stand in. Strikeout his first time up. First pitch, runner takes off for third. Pitch in for a strike, toss down to third is in time. Victor Labrada caught stealing third base for the second out of the inning. Really well done by Braxton Fulford. Had to be perfect, and it was. And warming Bernabell there to see the ball in and apply the tag. So now base is empty. Quickly now, two outs, as this one is bounced foul. Third base side on a couple of hops on a 92-mile-an-hour fastball at the knees. So 0-2 with two away. Base is empty with Perez batting. Eight home runs, 24 driven in, leading the league in both categories as he fouls off an inside pitch. 0-2. Coming in just above the belt. Still no balls and two strikes here to Perez. The 0-2. Fly ball left field. Deep, but playable for Guerrero, who's onto the warning track, couple of steps, and makes the catch for the final out of the inning. So after a leadoff double, Modesto sends the minimum to the plate here in the third. Labrada doubled, stole second. Bautista struck out, Perez flew out to left. So the big inning for Fresno with five runs in the second, and the Grizzlies get the shutdown inning in the top of the third. They come back to bat with a 5-1 lead as we go to the bottom half.
For the first time ever to Chansey Park, don't miss the high-octane, crowd-thrilling Nitro Circus featuring crazy new contraptions that fuel the sketchy, scary, and risky dangers of big-air action sports entertainment. The all-new Good, Bad, and Rad Tour with X Games gold medalists, America's Got Talent competitors, and more takes flight July 29th for a show unlike any other. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com/events or at NitroCircus.com. Grizzlies fans and citizens of California, show your pride by stopping in the Grizzlies team store and picking up the latest in Grizzlies fashion. The brand new merchandise for the 2022 season is now available, and the team store and its staff have you covered. The team store is located behind Section 120 and online at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
All eight teams in action, four games in the California League here on this Saturday night. One game already in the books. Lake Elsinore now taking over first place in the South Division and the league with a 7-1 win over Rancho Cucamonga. Of the two games in action outside of here, San Jose jumping on the Stockton Ports 5-0 in the top of the second in Stockton, and Visalia leads Inland Empire 1-0 in the bottom of the third. First pitch of this bottom of the third inning from Michael Morales is in for a ball to Hunter Goodman, and it's 1-0. Goodman led off last inning as well, flew out to left. The 1-0 pitch is inside. Two balls and no strikes. Up and in with a 90-mile-an-hour offering from the Modesto right-hander Morales. Winds and deals a 2-0. Swung on, fouled back, getting up. Oh, just short of the suite deck here. Two rows of sections and then some VIP seating. We're kind of in the top of everything here at the park, but definitely high enough above the net to be in possible catch territory. 2-1 is downstairs, just below the knees. Three balls and a strike at 82 miles an hour. I'm interested to see that happen. I don't want to see it happen, though. 3-1. This is high. And Hunter Goodman takes a leadoff walk here in the third inning. And that'll bring Zach Kokoska back to the plate, fresh off a single his first time up. So Goodman over at first. 5-1 our score in favor of Fresno. Grizzlies batting here in the bottom of the third inning. So Morales, last go around, May 1st, 4 2/3, 7 hits, 3 earned. 2 walks and 5 strikeouts at San Jose. First pitch bunts it over to the third base side. Ramirez up with it. The throw on the move is dropped over at first. And now Goodman, who was off to second, will make his way over to third. They'll tag the runner at first just to see if Kokoska did, in fact, enter the base path and thus fair territory. But he did not. So another drop baseball over at first by Robert Perez Jr. And that'll bring Juan Guerrero up to the plate. So it goes down as a sacrifice bunt and an E3, first and third. Now for Juan Guerrero, who bounces one foul. 81-mile-an-hour pitch sent foul up the third base side. So nobody out for Fresno, first and third. A walk and an error. Putting Goodman at third and now Kokoska at second. The 0-1 to Guerrero, laced foul up the third base side. Maybe about 2 feet wide of that third base bag. So Guerrero now down a couple of strikes at 0-2. It was a really good field by Ramirez running in. He plays a smooth third base for Modesto. But running in made the play on the move. Not full speed, probably about 80%. But the throw definitely gettable for Perez at first. So that's why he's tagged for the error there. This one bounced fair up the third base side, just past the diving reach of Ramirez. One run comes in to score, and that one's going to get down under the benches and the bullpen on the left side for Modesto. So that will be a dead ball. So one run comes in. That makes it 6-1 off the bat of Juan Guerrero. And we'll get credit for an RBI double. Goodman scores from third. Kokoska across the infield, first to third. There is the nine-hole hitter, Iverson Rodriguez. And now a visit to the mound for the Modesto Nuts. Four errors against the Modesto infield so far. They played a really clean defensive game yesterday. Error-free baseball yesterday. Been playing some good defense as of late. But for the most part, each of these errors on a fairly routine play. Now, the phrase you use is ordinary effort. If an ordinary effort would retire the batter, you give an error for not making the play. If it's anything above that, then you give a hit. But there are different degrees, even of ordinary effort, and I think the four we've seen were all pretty routine and makeable plays. Infield comes in. This pitch is downstairs. Iverson Rodriguez takes the ball 78 miles an hour, and it is 1-0. Kakoska's at third. Guerrero at second. The infield is in here, 1-0 with nobody out. 6-1 Fresno. Grizzlies batting here, bottom three. 1-0 pitch swung on and missed. Over the top of that 81-mile-an-hour pitch, similar to the 1-0 offering we saw a moment ago. A little bit of late dive to it on the curve. And Morales now sets up for the 1-1. The pitch. Right down the chute. 91-mile-an-hour fastball in there for a strike. Maybe just a touch on the outer half, and that makes it 1-2. Rodriguez reaching on one of those errors. Nine batters up in the second for Fresno. There's a slider that sweeps down and away. Makes the count 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here to the shortstop, Rodriguez, out of Valencia, Venezuela. 20-year-old stands back in this righty-righty matchup. The 2-2. Bounced over to the right side with the infield in. Rodriguez has it, looks off the runners, and tosses to first to retire Iverson Rodriguez. One away here in the third inning, second and third. It's a 6-1 lead for Fresno. And here is Braden Ward back to the top of the line. Ward has bounced out and had a 2-run single his last time up. So the Nuts bringing the infield in, and that last play an example of just why you do that. Here's the first pitch. Bounced over to the left side, shot through. The infield in defense for a base hit. One run comes in to score. Throw comes into the plate, and it will not be in time. Two runs come in on an RBI single from Braden Ward. 2-run single, and Ward able to take second with the throw coming home. And the lead is now up to 8-1. Well, a bouncer through the left side, through that 5-6 hole. And Kakoska coming in to score fairly easily. Close play with Guerrero coming around third, but he was able to beat the throw of Bednar in left. First pitch is well off the plate here, 79 miles an hour, and a good foot or two outside with Juan Brito standing in, and it's 1-0. 1-0, 8-1 Fresno here, bottom three. The runner on second, that's Ward. And the 1-0 pitch is outside. 2 balls and no strikes, and those are the two pitches that have been most off the mark so far from what we've seen from Morales here tonight. He's having to wear it. He's having to pitch through it here. 8-1 game, and that pitch misses for a ball. A little closer that time. Downstairs on the outer half of the plate. 3-1 here, and he imagined Brito would be taking all the way. Switch hitter standing in from the left-handed batter's box. The 3-0. And there's strike one. 90 miles an hour on the radar gun, right down the middle. So game on now here to Brito at 3 balls and a strike. Morales comes set. The pitch. And that one is upstairs. So Morales pretty well off the mark with all 4 balls in that at-bat. Brito takes a walk. It's first and second here for Fresno, already 3 runs in the inning. And next up, it's Yankeel Fernandez. So an RBI double from Juan Guerrero, a 2-run single for Braden Ward, who took second on the throw. That's where Ward still is. Brito's at first. Here's Yankeel Fernandez, hit by pitch and an RBI double so far today. Morales kicks and deals and spikes a fastball in front of the plate. Well, his command is really starting to go here. And the young right-hander looks to be rattled by what's been a tough go of it. Mixed of some extra base hits, missed of some just routine plays, booted on the infield. It's been a tough go. Modesto not playing sharp baseball so far in this one. As that 1-0 is off the plate. Two balls and no strikes. Here to Yankeel Fernandez. 8-1 Grizzlies. 2-0 the count, one away. Runners on first and second here, bottom of the third. Morales comes set. 2-0 pitch down and in. And gets away from Bautista. Runners will move up to second and third. Ward gets into third. Brito gets into second. It was down and in. Clipped the glove of Bautista. I think that'll be a wild pitch. And yes, just getting confirmation that that was a wild pitch. So Ward moves up to third. Brito up to second. Modesto has Holden Laws now warming up in the bullpen. The left-hander getting loose. 3-0 pitch. Ripped down the right field side for a base hit. Two runs will come in to score. This one is all the way back to the wall. Fernandez on his way to second and will make his way to third base with a two-run triple. Back-to-back five-run innings. The Grizzlies piling it on here. They lead it 10-1. Three runs driven in on the day for Yankeel Fernandez, and that'll bring Warming Bernabell back to the plate. Infield will come back in with one away and a runner on third. This one sent out to right field. Cabrera heading back. He'll make the catch. Deep enough for a tag. Throw comes into the plate, and it will be not in time. Pretty decent toss from Joaquin Cabrera out right. Came in on a hop. And over at first base, Robert Perez Jr. led it through. Looked close in home plate. Bautista did a good job with the receive, but just able to slide in under it was Yankeel Fernandez. Close one for sure. So Warming Bernabell flies out to right. He's now got two driven in on the day, and it's 11-1 Grizzlies. Here's Braxton Fulford. Fresno will bat around for the second straight inning. Fulford shoots one out to left field. Bednar tracking it into the gap and makes the catch for the final out of the inning. Fresno seeing the ball exceptionally well against Michael Morales in these last couple of frames. The Grizzlies get six here in the third after five in the second. It's 11-1 Fresno through three.
Congratulations, Section 119, Row 17, Seat 15. You're tonight's lucky winner. Warm sand, cool surf, and hot rides. It's time to get to the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. Buy online and save $10 per person. Visit beachboardwalk.com and plan your trip to the beach today.
All right, Grizzly fans, speaking of outdoor fun, we're out here in the Fresno Social. What not other than Fresno Social Sports? I'm here with Eric, their official gamekeeper, and he's going to tell us about all the fun they got going on.
Out here at the Fresno Social Zone, we are having fun and playing games. And you know what, Cruz? For all of you lucky fans who want to come over here and play a couple games with us, we got Garlic Festival tickets up for grabs for anybody who comes out here and wins a game tonight.
You heard that, so come on out. We have cornhole, we have giant beer pong, we got all kinds of fun games. Come on out to Fresno's social area and have some fun with Fresno Social Sports. You heard it here.
Third of the way through this ball game, it is all Fresno Grizzlies so far tonight. They lead your Modesto Nuts 11-1. Thanks for joining us. David Gentile in for Keaton Galogli, who's calling some action out with AAA Reno. So a little bit of a broadcaster shuffle, and I want to say a thank you to Keaton for all the help in getting ready for this one. There's a lot of conversations you have to have. You get some familiarity with the team. What's your broadcast setup like? Give me the tech specs. He's been more than gracious with his time in trying to help me have as good of an experience as possible and have you, the viewer, a good experience as possible. That's really what it's all about. That's what we're here to do, make it a good game for you to listen to. Victor Juarez gets Randy Bednar to foul off the first pitch of the inning. And it's 0-1. 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed. Just over the top of a breaking ball that time. Started out coming in right about neck high against the right-handed hitting Bednar. And here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball 90 miles an hour up and away. That's pretty well located chase material. Close enough that it's tempting to have a hit, far away enough and high enough that you're not really going to be able to do too much with it if you are able to get a hold of it. More than likely, slap single the opposite way. And the 0-1 swung on and missed here by Ben Ramirez. Check that first pitch of the at-bat. So no balls and a strike to Ramirez, who struck out his first time up. Five strikeouts so far for Juarez, who misses outside. A little bit of run, a little bit of tail away on that pitch at 83. And this right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter matchup makes it 1-1. And the 1-1 pitch just off the plate. Similar look that time. Two balls and a strike for Juarez at 6 feet tall, 173 pounds out of Monterrey, Nuevo León, Mexico. This one sent the opposite way. Good contact, but Guerrero coming in and left and able to make the catch. Two down. Bednar strikes out. Ramirez flies out to left. And here is Joaquin Cabrera. So it'll be a righty-on-righty matchup here. Cabrera flew out his first time up. Four straight retired by Juarez. And the Fresno defense, 11-1 Grizzlies. Modesto batting top four. First pitch in for a strike. 84-mile-an-hour change. Cabrera takes that one on the outer half, 0-1. Cabrera swings and sends a fly ball to right. Kokoska with lots of time. Few steps in and makes a catch for the final out of the inning. That's a 1-2-3 top half of the fourth inning. Again, another big offensive inning for the Grizzlies with six in the third. They get a shutdown, 1-2-3 frame in the fourth. Fresno leads it 11-1 over Modesto. Grizzlies back-to-back in the bottom of the fourth coming up next.
Katie knows how to party. Riverside Golf. Welcome El Capitan High Baseball Team from Merced, home of our own Braden Ward. Fans want to see your selfie up on the video board? For the first time ever to Chancy Park, tweet your photo or post to your public Instagram using the hashtag RaiseTheBear. That's hashtag RaiseTheBear for your chance to be featured on our brand new video board later in the game. Also, fans, a reminder about our online auction that's going on right now. Game-worn Star Wars jerseys from last night's game are still available. And also tonight's Growers jerseys will be available soon. Time is running out, so go to FresnoGrizzlies.com/auction. Attention, please. Now pitching for Modesto, number 25, Holden Laws. If you got it.
Bottom of the fourth inning here from Chuck Chancy Park. Fresno Grizzlies leading the Modesto Nuts 11-1, and Modesto is going to the bullpen for the left-hander Holden Laws, 6'2", 166 pounds, and Laws will set up to face 6-7 and 8. Hunter Goodman, Zach Kokoska, and Juan Guerrero, the 22-year-old, deals his first pitch. And it's in there for a strike. Big sweeping pitch, just catching the inside part of the zone. And it is 0-1. Laws winds and deals. The 0-1 pitch is downstairs. Down and in that time, 85-mile-an-hour pitch. One ball and one strike. South Granville High School in Creedmoor, North Carolina. That one sweeps in for a strike. Nice movement to that slider at 74 miles an hour. And it's now 1-2. Squares up like he's going to pitch out of the stretch. Drops the left foot back and deals. This one bounced back into play. A couple slow hops up the middle for Rodriguez at second. And the throw to first in time. Bang, bang play, but they get Hunter Goodman. One away here in the fourth. You could hear just the dull contact off the bat that time. And a nice job by Holden Laws to let that one go. It can be tempting to try and leap off the mound. It was probably about 5 feet to his left, but let it go. Let the infield do the work on those that would stretch you out defensively. Kokoska takes the first pitch down and away. And it's a 1-0. One oh pitch, swung on, sent out to left. Bednar running in on the fly ball and makes the catch. Running all the way that time was Randy Bednar. Thought for a moment that Bednar had put the arms out like maybe he had lost the baseball. It's kind of the twilight hour here, maybe a little pale blue sky overhead of Chuck Chancey Park. He's able to run in and make the catch. Here is Juan Guerrero with two away. Swing and a miss. Nasty stuff. There is a lot of movement on that slider. And Guerrero over the top of it. 0-1 with two outs, bases empty. 11-1 Fresno, bottom four. 0-1 pitch swung on and missed. Goes with the slider again. That one starting off the plate and breaking in right about to the middle of the dish. No balls and two strikes here to Guerrero, who reached on a fielder's choice in the second, had an RBI double in the third. Fresno had batted around each of the last two innings. Nine hitters up in the second and third, 11 runs in between those two frames. Slider swung on, grounded to third for Ramirez. On the ground all the way, and is tossed over to first in time for a 1-2-3 inning. Some nasty stuff from Holden Laws. He gets some soft contact and sits the Grizzlies down in order here in the fourth. Fresno leads it 11-1 as we go to the fifth.
The way this works is we get an emoji code on the screen, and then you guys are going to see if you can decode it. So fans, feel free to help out everybody around them. All right, let's get that first code up on the video board. All right, here we go, emoji puzzles. All right, once you think you get it, just yell it out. All right, they're guessing Doctor Who. It's a TV show. And we're going to say it is Doctor Who. All right, they're one for one. Let's see if we can do another one. Let's get the second one up there. All right, here we go. Our emoji generator is going to come up with the code. All right. All right, it's a video game. They say Angry Birds, and it is Angry Birds. All right, two for two. Let's see if we can do a third one. All right, let's get that third code up there. All right, here we go. Let's bring out a good one for them. All right, here we go.
Devil Woman.
Mean Girls.
All right, it's a movie, and they say Mean Girls, and it is Mean Girls. Let's make some noise one more time for our contestants. Now let's get back to the baseball. Great job, y'all.
Leading off now for Modesto, number 21, Amador Arias.
Amador Arias getting ready to stand in for the Modesto Nuts. The Wii Sports theme music playing, part of some of the ballpark atmosphere here. You might hear pitch in for a strike in that classic bowling strike call. Listen in on the crowd mic. And not after that first pitch. In there for a ball, and it's 1-0. Hey, we're going to get one. There's a swing and a miss. And there you have it. 1-0 pitch, swung on and missed. 1-1. To Amador Arias. Juarez winds and deals down and away, makes it two balls and a strike. Arias with a walk, adding 136 so far on the season. Swings and sends a fly ball to right for Kokoska, right where he needed to be, and makes the catch. One away here in the fifth. That's one of the really cool things about the minor league baseball sound effects is if you get the reference, in this case, getting the Wii Sports one, it's right up your alley. And even if you don't, it still adds to the atmosphere of the game. Here's Brett Rodriguez swinging a miss. And that brings back, oh boy, a lot of memories of spending hours on the Wii trying to get that perfect game of Wii Bowling. 0-1 pitch in there for a strike, framed up nicely behind the plate by Braxton Fulford. It might have been a hair off the plate, but we know it's a big zone from Trevor Patience as that one swung on and missed. And Brett Rodriguez is down swinging. Two up, two down here in the fifth. Seven straight retired to end the second trip through the order. Now back to the top for Jonathan Classe, who's grounded out and lined up so far in this one. Classe bounces one over to the right side. Backhanded stop by Goodman. Few feet towards second base. And he tosses on first to Juarez to get the speedy Classe for the final out of the inning. So 3-1 on the ground out. Two straight, three up, three down innings issued by Juarez, who's working on one of his best professional starts here today. And halfway to a full nine. Big lead for the Fresno Grizzlies. It's 11-1.
And here come the hat. There's hat number one. He's signaling for the rest of his friends to get onto the screen. Here they come. Hats two and three are there now. Let's get them a baseball under hat number two to start us off. And shuffle them up. All right, fans. Try and keep your eyes on the hat that you think will have the baseball when we're all done shuffling here. Think you still know where it is? All right, shuffle them up just a little bit more here. Just about done, and all right, who's got it? Hat one, two, or three? Hat number two still got it. Thank you, fans, for participating in our Grizzlies hat shuffle tonight here at Chancy Park. Our Grizzlies hat shuffle, sponsored tonight by Mid Valley Disposal.
Bottom of the fifth inning here from Chuck Chancy Park. Fresno Grizzlies 11, Modesto Nuts 1. And it will be 9-1-2. Iverson Rodriguez, Braden Ward, and Juan Brito against the left-hander Holden Laws, who issued a 1-2-3 inning. Working that slider. He dials in that for a first pitch strike to Iverson Rodriguez, and it is 0-1. 0-1 pitch. Fastball in there at 90 miles an hour, right at the knees, well spotted up. We've seen the slider with the nasty stuff. There we see the fastball command. And now here's the 0-2 pitch. And dives down and in. Slider sweeping across right to the middle part of the plate. Like coming in low, so one ball and two strikes. Holden Laws was committed to NC State, 69th best left-handed prospect coming out of high school, and he gets a 1-2 strikeout here. Pitch dives down and off the plate, and Wallace is fired up. Couple of nods, fist into the glove, and he strikes out Iverson Rodriguez. One away here in the fifth. And back to the top of the line for Braden Ward. Ward, two for three, got up in each of the first three innings, four driven in so far. Working on a good day at the dish. So his first offering is down and away to make it a ball and no strikes. 11-1 Fresno. Bases empty. One out. Grizzlies batting bottom five. One is downstairs. 2-0. 88 miles an hour from the left-hander. Five runs in the second, six in the third for Fresno after Modesto got on the board in the top of the first. And slider coming in for a ball. Not sure where that one missed. Ended up a little bit middle in, just above the belt. That 3-0 comes in for a strike. It's a fastball spotted up on the inner part of the plate. So now 3-1 with one away. Oz winds, deals, and the pitch is swung on and missed. Oh, so we saw the slider. That was kind of what popped out about last inning. This inning, he's flashing his fastball command. 3-2. Ooh, and that one comes in and hits him in the back. 83 miles an hour is actually on the elbow guard, and running down to first is Braden Ward. On the base passes, where he finds his home. We told you he's the most successful base stealer in terms of guys who haven't been thrown out. 14 of 14 in stolen base attempts this season. Ward gets aboard for the third time today. And here is Juan Brito. Switch hitter will stand in from the right side against the left-handed pitcher. And the first pitch is fouled back to the screen. 76 miles an hour, just below the letters. 0-1 here to Juan Brito. Brito out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, the 20-year-old, turned 21 in September. Takes that pitch in, 88 miles an hour, just running in inside. Makes it a ball and a strike. 11-1 Grizzlies, one away here, bottom five. The runner over at first is the ultra-speedy Braden Ward. It's got about an 8-foot lead off the bat. The pitch, down and in. 89 miles an hour, similar look to the last one. Makes it two balls and a strike to Brito, who's 0-for-2 with a walk. Pitch comes in and will bounce away and allow Ward to get on to second base. We go back to the slider that time. A lot of movement to it, skipped in, and Freddy Bautista, lot for him to handle. Couldn't quite slide over and knock that one down. So that puts Ward into scoring position. You get his good speed at second base. 3-1 now the count to Brito with one away. Laws deals, and that one's in there for a strike. 3-2 now the count to Brito. He had taken a step over to first base. He thought he had ball four, and I thought he did too. One look just off the plate from up here. 3-2 pitch swung on and fouled off to the right side. Still three balls and two strikes. Final line for Michael Morales. Three innings pitch, seven hits, 11 runs. Only five of them earned. Two walks, no strikeouts. He hit a batter, had two wild pitches on 64 pitches, 39 of them in for strikes. So six unearned runs. As this one is fouled off by Brito. 3-2 here. And yeah, that tipping point kind of errors on back-to-back plays. And then we saw RBI hits from Ward, Fernandez, and Bernabeu. That was back in the second inning as Fresno got its offense going. That pitch is fouled off, 3-2, just a little bit out in front of the off-speed pitch. That time was Juan Brito. So a couple errors opening the floodgates, and then the Grizzlies just seeing the baseball really well against Morales. Tough go of it for him tonight. This one fouled off, 3-2 pitch, breaking ball left up a little bit, and Brito just a little bit early, three balls and two strikes. That's kind of the tipping point. I mean, you look at the next inning and say, of course, you want to come back and try and respond. You know, any kind of adversity you face is ultimately a good thing. They can test you and help you grow. But four errors on pretty routine plays, not going to help out your pitcher in that case. This one bounced on one high hop to third for Ramirez. The throw to first is in time to get Brito. And Braden Ward will move up to third on that second out of the inning. That'll bring Yankiel Fernandez back to the plate. Hit by a pitch, an RBI double in the second, a two-run triple in the third. He's batting here now with two outs in the Fresno fifth and an 11-1 Grizzly lead. Ernesto has won the last three games of this series. Fresno got the opener on Tuesday. And first pitch is in there to Yankiel Fernandez for a strike, and it's 0-1. Lefty-lefty matchup here. The pitch bounced over to the right side for Rodriguez. Two high hops, close play at first, and it won't be in time. That was as much as Brett Rodriguez could do, but Yankiel Fernandez has himself an infield single and his fourth RBI of the day. So both Fernandez and Ward working on four RBI days for the Fresno Grizzlies. And they extend the lead here to 12-1. And driven right into the dirt off the bat. Took a couple of high hops. Rodriguez could not charge in on it. Again, that's as much as Brett could do there. And Fernandez able to run it out. First pitch is down and in to Warming Bernabeu. Taking for a ball, and it's 1-0. Bernabeu has also driven a run in his last two trips up. That was the case for Ward coming into his AB when he got hit by a pitch. And the case for Fernandez. So three straight trips with an RBI Fernandez. Bernabeu's going to have to get a hold of one to do that here. Sends a fly ball to right. Chasing Cabrera back, all the way back to the track. He leaps, it's over his head, it bounces and gets out of play, foul. Now check that, that was not the right phrasing. Fair ball, gets out of play, dead ball, ground rule double. There we go. Wonder how quickly you were able to do the math on that one to figure out that, wait, no, that was not right. It's a ground rule double for Warming Bernabeu, so he does get a piece of one, but the ball bouncing out of play will make it second and third. No run score. Fulford standing in and takes a strike at the knees, 0-1. It's a very short porch out in right field, 335 down the right field line, but that right field fence is maybe about 3 feet off the ground. That's where it hopped over. Granted, it took a big hop, might have still cleared the normal size fence around the rest of the park. As this one's put back up the middle, line drive into center field for a base hit, and a two-run single for Braxton Fulford. Three straight two-out hits, a two-out rally for the Grizzlies. They continue to pile it on here. It's 14-1. And just slightly the opposite way that time off the bat of Fulford, so credit him with a single and two ribbies. Fernandez and Bernabeu come in to score. And here is Hunter Goodman. And there's a swing and a miss by Goodman on the first pitch from Laws, and it's 0-1. So after a 1-2-3 inning, a strikeout, a hit by pitch, and a ground out, 1-2-3 in the fourth, those next three results here in the fifth, three straight have reached. Two of the last three have driven in runs. Three-run inning. This one is swung on. Hammered to left. That is a no-doubter. That one is gone. It's a two-run home run by Hunter Goodman. Six of the year. Put him up to 20 driven in. And it is 16-1 Fresno. That'll bring Zach Kokoska up to the plate. And Modesto is letting Holden Laws pitch through this thing. That first pitch comes in inside. Kokoska able to get out of the way of it. And kind of leaned out of the way and then was maybe shaking his arm and trying to sell that he got hit. Yeah, no fault to the batter for trying to do that. It's kind of an awkward lean away from the left-handed hitter. 1-1 pitch in there for a strike as Kakoska able to hold up his swing. Check that, it was 1-0, so the count now 1-1 with two away. 1-1 pitch in there for a ball. That makes it 2-1. Kakoska singled, reached on an error, flew out to left. 16-1 Fresno, two outs, bases empty, bottom five. Swing, and a ball sent out to shallow left, running on and making the catch is Amador Arias from his posted short, about 15 feet onto the outfield grass, and Kakoska is retired on a pop to short for the final out of the inning. Big two-out rally for the Fresno Grizzlies. They bring across five more runs, including a two-run home run by Hunter Goodman. Fresno leads it 16-1 as we head to the sixth.
Let's make some noise for our contestants. So the way this goes is the partner with the bat is going to spin around the bat with their CHP drum goggles on. I'm going to count to 10, and then they're going to run on over to their partner, tag them, and their partner's going to run back to me in their flippers. All righty, Grizzly fans, I need you to cheer them on. All right, start spinning in 3, 2, 1, go! 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go, 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 go! All right, they're making it over to them. And they're going. And we have our winners! It was a close one, but y'all saw who won. Grizzly fans, let's give it up one more time for our Dizzy Bat Flipper Race!
Two, 2-3-4 due up in the top of the sixth for the Modesto Nuts, who are on the wrong end of a 16-1 score line tonight. And Victor Juarez will work into the sixth inning here. If he gets an out, it would be the longest he's gone in a ball game so far this season. First pitch to Labrada is in there for a ball. The 1-0 pitch is taken for strike one. Labrada has been a bright spot for the Nuts, though. He's 2-for-2 today. Big swing and a miss that time. 90-mile-an-hour fastball up and away. The 1-2. Swung on, sent out down the left field line. It's in foul territory and will bounce foul just into the Modesto bullpen, where the Nuts have a pitcher warming up. Let's get you an ID there. That's the right-hander, Kelvin Nunez. So Nunez is getting loose. Hey, sometimes the game tells you where to look. So that foul ball ultimately inconsequential, but yeah, gave us a spot down the line. Line drive, right field. That drops in for a base hit. Out 5 feet in front of Zach Kakoska and Victor Labrada has a leadoff single here in the sixth inning. And that will bring Freddy Bautista up to the plate. Freddy Bautista finished 2021 last season with the Nuts. Six hits in his final two games of the year. And had some good numbers in 2021 in the Arizona Complex League. I'll tell you about those in a moment here. As Victor Juarez comes set out of the stretch, kicks and deals. This one is sent sky high out to right. Working its way down the line, and the catch is made just in fair territory by Zach Kakoska. About halfway up the edge, from the edge of the infield dirt to the wall, right in front of the Modesto bullpen, where, wouldn't you know it, the Nuts now have a pitcher getting loose. Or Fresno has a pitcher getting loose. That's a Fresno bullpen. Beg your pardon there. Yep. Same theme. Sometimes the game tells you where to look. Oh, hey, by the way, Pitcher warming up in the bullpen. Let's put a baseball over there so you up in the booth can get a look at it. One out. Here's Robert Perez Jr. Bounces one slowly into play. Back to the pitcher. Toss on to second for one. The throw to first is in time for an inning-ending double play off the bat of Robert Perez. So that will do it for Modesto in the top of the sixth. It is 16-1 Fresno. We're back after this.
Happy Mother's Day, Little V and Melissa. Happy 10th birthday, Antonio. We love feeding our Grizzlies from the Smokin' Burrito Catering. Happy birthday, Julian Galavies. Love Auntie Hope. And happy 15th birthday, Trey. We love you very much. All right, Grizzly season ticket holders, get out your tickets. It's time to announce tonight's season ticket winner. Section 114, row 17, seat 9. Congratulations, you've won. Head on over to the courtesy booth to claim your prize. And once again, fans, don't forget about the online auction still going on for some authentic game-worn jerseys. We have our Star Wars jersey from last night, along with some game-worn jerseys from later on in tonight's game. They are all available at FresnoGrizzlies.com/auction. Attention, please. Now pitching for Modesto, number 19, Kelvin Nunez. And leading off for the Grizzlies, number 14, Juan Guerrero.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Fresno leading Modesto 16-1 tonight. New pitcher in for the Nuts. Here's Kelvin Nunez. Dials up a first pitch in there for a strike facing Juan Guerrero. 80-mile-an-hour off-speed pitch, just catching the outer half. Here's the 0-1. That one comes in and hits the bat. Hit the knob of the bat, and Guerrero frustrated with himself that time as he was trying to check his swing on that pitch running up and in, but it hits the bat, so ends up as a foul ball. And that 0-2 pitch down and away. 81-mile-an-hour pitch from Nunez, who's 6'1", 170 pounds, right-hander out of Bonao in the Dominican Republic. And that one is swung on and missed. Some high cheese at 1-2. And Guerrero goes after it and gets the strikeout or the first out in the inning, and that'll bring Iverson Rodriguez back up to the plate. Originally acquired as a non-drafted, one of the international free agents back in 2017 by Seattle. Nunez at 22 years of age fires one in for a strike, and it is 0-1. Closed off, very closed off toward the mound. He's basically facing that base path between second and third and deals an 0-1 pitch downstairs. That makes it a ball and a strike. Now, some guys will do that, try to keep themselves from flying open and, you know, pulling the baseball. In the case of a righty-righty matchup, it would end up down and away if you yank it as a pitcher. 1-1 popped up, and it will get foul back and out of play, and missed opportunity for a fan to get a souvenir. Bounced up into the fourth row of the second section here. Had a good play on it, just couldn't get the metaphorical mitts on the baseball that time. Bounced away and down the stairs, so that one is gone. 1-1 pitch in there for a ball. Two balls and two strikes here to Iverson Rodriguez, who's 0-3. 2-2, broken back, ground ball, left side. Ben Ramirez, the third baseman to his left, and fires across the infield in plenty of time for out number two. Ramirez moving over to his left, fielded it right on the base path between second and third, maybe a little bit closer to third than second. Obviously, if it's the other way around, you know he's really, really trucking to get over there. So Rodriguez grounds out to third. Two down, and that will bring Braden Ward back up to the plate. Base is empty, 16-1 lead for Fresno in the bottom of the sixth. Ward fouls the two-out pitch back, beg your pardon. First pitch, 80 miles an hour over the middle of the plate, and Ward just underneath it. Now you score 16 runs, you're going to end up with some gaudy lines, and Ward has one of them. 2-for-3, 4 driven in. The pitch spiked in front of home plate. That was an 0-1 offering, and it hit probably about a foot or two in front of the dish. Make it a ball and two strikes. No, one ball, one strike. Beg your pardon. Over to Braden Ward. Hit by a pitch his last time up in the fifth. Nunez comes set. Kicks and deals. Swung on. Put out. Back into center field for a base hit. Jammed him a little bit inside. And now the runner dashing for second. Slides in and he is safe. My goodness. Braden Ward. Off the bat, you would say he had no business looking at second base, but he got up on his horse, sprinting around first. Labrada came up with it in center, and the throw to second just a little bit behind Ward. We've seen his speed on the base pass in terms of stolen bases, but there are probably only a handful of guys at this level that have everything you need from the awareness to the raw speed to stretch that single into a double. First pitch is fouled off by Juan Brito, the switch hitter, just out in front of an inside pitch. Up thigh high, and it is 0-1. Yeah, you got to have the awareness, the raw speed, the base running ability. And Ward getting into second base. And that one is on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2. And just the presence of mind to be able to do that in a 16-1 game when you're up by that much. Keeping the pedal to the metal. That one comes in and hits the bat on a check swing. So the count's still 0-2. If that were anybody else probably on either of these rosters, you'd say, what is he doing going to second base? But not in the case of Ward, who runs extremely well. Class A, though, does have that elite kind of speed as well for Modesto. 0-2 pitch up and away. Ball and a strike. Ball and two strikes, rather, here to Juan Brito. 16-1 Fresno, bottom six. Runner on second. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got Brito over the top of that pitch. Good breaking ball and a nice offering by Nunez to get the strikeout and end the inning. It's a two-strikeout inning out of the bullpen for Kelvin Nunez. And through six, Fresno leads Modesto 16-1.
Grizzly fans, if you're feeling good, let me hear you make some noise. If you know this, when I need you to join in. Crank that, Grizzly fans! Where are my single ladies at? Put those hands up! Oh, I see you, Parker! Whoa, Parker, whoa, buddy, whoa. Grizzly fans, if you know this, I need you to join in with Parker! Parker!
Now pitching for the Grizzlies, number 25, Ever Moya.
New pitcher into the game for Fresno. It's the left-hander Ever Moya, and he dials up a first-pitch fastball that swung on and fouled off. 90 miles an hour into Randy Bednar, and it is 0-1. A 1 offering. Changeup down and in. Ball and a strike. Moya, 6'5", 200 pounds, a left-hander, 22-year-old, out of Panama City, Panama. Soft liner to short, and Iverson Rodriguez hauls it in. Just a few steps to his right. Pretty easy stuff there for Rodriguez. One away, and that will bring Ben Ramirez up to the plate. Signed as a free agent back in 2015. 1-1 on the season with a 5.06 ERA, 1.59 whip. On a season long of two innings out of the bullpen. First offering to Ben Ramirez is outside. At 77 miles an hour, 1-0. Second pitch downstairs. 90-mile-an-hour fastball stays low. Two balls and no strikes to Ramirez, who's 0-for-2. Big open stance in that left-handed batter's box. 2-0 in there for a strike that makes it 2-1. His feet are more than shoulder-width apart. He's down in, again, very open batting stance. 2-1 comes in down and away. Three balls and a strike as Moya working away in this lefty-lefty matchup. Moya kicks and deals, and that one's in for ball four. A little bit low and on the outer half, and Ben Ramirez will take a walk to start things off in the seventh inning. Well, in terms of the base running after Bednar's lineout, so Ramirez able to get aboard. And here is Joaquin Cabrera. Joaquin standing in from the right side. Left-handed pitcher, right-handed batter. First pitch, a called strike one at 81. Middle in, 0-1. 0-1 with one away, 16-1 Grizzlies. As this one is bounced on one hop to third. Bernabeu to second for one. And they get the lead runner, and that's all they'll get there. As that one is smothered at second base. Throw a little bit low, but Juan Brito able to see it into his glove. Cabrera reaches on a fielder's choice. Ramirez out at second, 5-4 for out number two. And here is Amador Arias. First pitch to Arias, swung on and missed at 90 miles an hour. It's 0-1. Drawn a walk and flown out so far today. A one down and in. Make it a ball and a strike. The 1-1. Bounced over to third. Two hops for Bernabeu. Strong arm across the infield. And he fires to get Arias for the final out of the inning. Couple hops for Bernabeu, took a couple of steps in, easy set and plant, got his feet under him. That's where the power comes from, and that's where you get that strong toss over to first for the final out of the Modesto seventh inning. It is stretch time here at Chuck Chancey Park in Fresno, and the home crowd treated to a big game offensively from the Fresno Grizzlies. It is 16-1. As we go to the bottom of the seventh, get up, stretch it out, and then get back and get comfortable. We're back for the last 2.5 innings after this.
for the Fresno Grizzlies, number 15.
Kelvin Nunez remains on the mound for the Modesto Nuts as we hit the bottom of the seventh inning. Our score, Fresno 16, Modesto 1. And he'll start off against Yanquil Fernandez. The pitch. Downstairs, 1-0. Yanquil Fernandez back after a six-game absence and making his presence felt at the plate. He is 3-for-3 with a hit by pitch, 4 driven in. He sits a home run shy of the cycle. Swing and a miss. That 1-0. 81-mile-an-hour breaking ball that time. You think he knows he's a home run short of the cycle? Big home run cut that time. 1-1 the count. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Another big cut that time. 86 miles an hour. Great late movement. Tailing down and away. Nice fade to that pitch from Kelvin Nunez, who's seen every level of minor league baseball except for Double A. 1-2 fouled off. Still a ball and two strikes. One appearance with the Triple A Tacoma Rainiers this season back on April 14th. He was in the Dominican Summer League in 2017 and 2018. Modesto Everett, high A and low A, as well as rookie ball the following season. He gets a swing and a miss here at 2-2. And Fernandez strikes out swinging. One down here in the seventh. Here is Warming Bernabeu. 2020, season's canceled across the board in the minor leagues because of COVID. And in 2021, the entire season, right here with the Modesto Nuts. His first pitch to Bernabeu, foul off right side. 92-mile-an-hour fastball up at the letters. And it's 0-1. Helped combined to throw a no-hitter, back two innings of that no-hitter back on September 17th against the Ports. Swinging a fly ball to right. Coming in is Cabrera. Lots of time. Makes the catch. Two down here in the seventh. So an inning at two-thirds of work now for Kelvin Nunez. And all he's allowed is the two-out double to Braden Ward. And yeah, remember, that was an ultra-unconventional double. Yeah, for all intents and purposes, when you look at what the pitcher gave up, it was a single up the middle. But Ward, with his incredible speed, stretching it out into a double. But he's got three strikeouts for the five outs and against the six batters that he has faced. Got a pinch hitter here. Bryant Quijada gets ready to stand in. And a first pitch strike is in there. It's 0-1. 80 miles an hour on the radar gun. A one pitch. Hops downstairs for a ball. One ball and one strike. 81 mile an hour pitch dropping off the table that time. 16-1 Fresno. Grizzlies battling here in the home seventh. Two outs, base is empty. The pitch comes in and hits him. Hits him on the back of the left arm. So the hit by pitch, putting the pinch hitter Bryant Quijada aboard. And that will bring Hunter Goodman up to the plate. Goodman, the first baseman, the only other listed catcher on the roster, so presumably Quijada will slide in to catch after pinch hitting for Fulford when we get to the top half of next inning. First pitch here to Goodman, down and away for a ball, and it's 1-0. Quijada over at first, not being held on, about 8 or 9 feet off the bags. This one is swung on and sent a mile into the black sky. Shallow right, and coming in is Joaquin Cabrera to make the catch, calling off Brett Rodriguez for the final out of the inning. Good stuff in a couple of innings of relief for Modesto and Kelvin Nunez, giving up a double and a hit by a pitch, but retired six of the eight he's faced with now three strikeouts. That puts us through seven innings. It's 16-1 Fresno. Mutz back-to-back in the top of the eighth.
rep, the Grizzlies Kiss Cam is looking for you.
All right, we're looking for those love birds in the stadium. Come on now. Oh, love is in the air in Chachansey Park. Let's see it. For that one.
Just to find out they'll never change. So you go out and meet somebody. Makes you feel the way that you never feel again. Sometimes you gotta kiss somebody in the back of the cab or on the subway train. Sometimes you gotta kiss somebody on the hot street in the summer.
Back inside Chachansey Park, having fun, enjoying some of the minor league atmosphere. Kiss Cam at the ballpark, and it's found its way to the Modesto Nugout, but no kissing going on for the Nuts here tonight. Yeah, they got Holden Laws and Bryce Miller on from the back, and they were able to catch it from the big board. First pitch of the inning is swung on and missed by Brett Rodriguez. 9-1-2 due up this inning for the Nuts, who are in a 15-run hole, down 16-1. Most runs that they've given up in a game this season. This one swung on, driven out to left, and Brett Rodriguez sends it over the outfield wall. Go ahead and go, Nuts, because that one is gone. Brett Rodriguez with his second home run of the season. And Modesto gets its first run here in the top of the seventh. No, top of the eighth inning, beg your pardon. Since all the way back in the first on Freddy Bautista's RBI double. Nuts are being held to 2 runs on 6 hits as a team. They've committed 4 errors today, 16 runs, 12 hits, error-free baseball on the other side for Fresno. As that first pitch comes in for a ball to Jonathan Classe. And it's 1-0. Left-hander Evermoya still on the mound. Class A fouls the 1-0 back. 88-mile-an-hour pitch sent back to the screen. Evens it up here at a ball and a strike. So 16-2 now the count. Big cut from Class A, who goes after a high fastball. One and two. That one is off the plate. 77-mile-an-hour changeup and well off the plate. As Bryant Quijada, new into the game at catcher, stretching out to keep it in front of him. That one is fouled back. Quijada, the pinch hitter, so staying in here to catch. 2 balls and 2 strikes, the count to Class A. 0-for-3 on the day. Moya kicks and deals. That one is down and in, and look out. Having to slide out of the way of it and had kind of a controlled fall to the ground. He kicked his front foot back and kind of slid into a kneeled stance. 3-2. Class A swings and sends one out to center. Ward heading back, tracking it into the gap. That one is down at the track and off the wall. Class A is into second. With a stand-up double, lost the helmet on his way there. And it is back-to-back extra base hits to start the inning here for Modesto in the eighth. The home run by Rodriguez and the double all the way, just a few feet shy of the wall and into the gap on a full count pitch by Class A. And now the catcher will head out to the mound here. So Quijada, new into the game, just some words of encouragement for Evermoya. as Victor Labrada gets ready to stand in to bat. Count that one as a mound visit, and now it looks like the training staff is going to come out and have a look at Moya. So this is a special circumstance. If time is called for a possible injury scenario.
All right, good for the top of it, and yeah, fans, run the bases after the game. You heard it right, fans.
No, that's actually, yeah, beg your pardon. I had that all backward.
So after the game, you have fans, run the bases.
I believe they're using a translator for Moya on the mound. He will come out of the game. So it looks as though we are going to go ahead and get a pitching change. Still trying to sort out the details here. The pitcher has not yet come out of the bullpen. Yeah, we will see a pitching change for the Fresno Grizzlies. So we're gonna step aside. We're gonna try and get this thing sorted out and come back and let you know on the other side. Pitching change for Fresno. Runner on second for Modesto. Still a 16-2 lead for the Grizzlies. Top eight. We're back after this.
All right, fans. Why don't you see if we go ahead and bring back one of our personal favorites here at the Chansey Park. Be on the lookout for our cameras because it's time for the Baby Shark Cam.
Bursting the tropical flavors. It's a match made in hard seltzer paradise. Introducing the Corona Hard Seltzer Tropical Pack. It's the flavors of a fine life.
So cast away all our cares in the world like a worm on a hook on a cane pole line. Let your hair down, kick your feet up, let a country boy show you a real good time. So honey, let's find a little fun, make a little more, throw a little sawdust on a hardwood floor. Wanna shine that buckle while I'm holding you tight on a good time, don't start Saturday night. No, don't worry about the preacher, man. Please.
fiddle in the honky tonk band, and a deer back early in the front row pew. Lord knows I love loving on you. So cast away all the cares in the world, like a worm on a hook on a cane pole line. Let your hair down, kick your feet up, let a country boy show you a real good time.
Your attention, please. Now pitching for the Grizzlies, number 18, Bryce McGowan.
Bryce McGowan is into the game for the Fresno Grizzlies. It was an injury situation, so McGowan taking over here and will face Victor Labrada. 16-2, Fresno leading. Modesto at bat in the top of the eighth. One run in the inning, and the first pitch to Labrada is taken for a strike. 93-mile-an-hour fastball, and it is 0-1. McGowan at 22 years of age, 6'1", 205 pounds. Right-handed pitcher against the left-handed hitting Labrada. 94-mile-an-hour fastball. This is just inside. One ball and one strike. Labrada working on a three-hit day, his second consecutive three-hit day for the Nuts. 1-1 the count. The pitch. Swung on, soft liner through the left side for a base hit. That's the diving effort and reach of Warming Bernabell. And Modesto will get runners on first and third here with nobody out. Jonathan Classe doubled last time up. So Labrada able to make his way in the first, and that will bring Freddy Bautista up to the plate. McGowan has spent the entire season with Fresno so far. Cary, North Carolina product, 18th round pick of the Rockies in 2021. 530th in the draft. Out of Charlotte, making his eighth appearance, 7 2/3 innings with a 10.57 ERA so far on the year. So good opportunity to get some game action in with a pretty healthy lead here. First pitch swung on, fouled off. It is a fair ball. And they'll throw to first to get the one out, but actually that's not the play that they should have made. They had an easy opportunity to double up Modesto here. Now the umpires are going to get together and talk about it. So it was a fair ball just up the left side. And conference here as Trevor Patience and Cass Cousins have some things to talk out. And ultimately they're going to run it back and call it a foul ball. So it's a dead ball hit into foul territory and hit off the batter before bouncing fair. I believe that was the case there. This is the Modesto backstop for Freddy Bautista. So 0-1 the count, 16-2 Fresno. Nuts batting here in the top of the eighth. Nobody out, runners on the corners. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. 80 miles an hour, and Freddy late on that pitch. Righty-righty matchup here. McGowan comes set, whips in a fastball at 0-2. That just missed off the plate. Close that time and a good two-strike pitch. Got a little bit of housekeeping with the mound visits. Teams are allowed 7 in the 9 innings. Each team has used up 2. Let's go back to that last exchange. The pitch is downstairs. Breaking ball at 1-2 and blocked behind the plate by Bryant Quijada. Took over in the game as catcher after pinch hitting for Braxton Fulford. Two and two the count. McGowan comes set. Slightly closed off. First base side of the rubber. The pitch is fouled off. Up to 95. That's the most Vila we've seen on a pitch for him so far. Two balls, two strikes here to Freddy. And 2-2 pitch foul back. 83-mile-an-hour curveball that time that was maybe half a baseball length off the plate. So two balls and two strikes here to Freudy Batista. 16-2 Fresno. Nuts batting top of the eighth. First and third, nobody out. 2-2 pitch off the plate. And the count to Freudy runs full. Three balls and two strikes. So McGowan allowed unlimited time to warm up. Because he was taking over in an injury situation, it actually took him a moment to, you know, alert McGowan to get ready to go and get out of the bullpen. So there was a point in time as we've got a stoppage in play here. And going to exchange out some baseballs, so administrative duties, so this won't count to the batter stepping out or pitcher stepping off allotment. Two disengagements allowed. With runners on base for the pitcher. Batter allowed to call for time once in an AB. 3-2 pitch. Bounced to short on a couple of hops. And the throw to first is not in time. Took a bit of a high hop on Iverson Rodriguez. He got the glove on it, couldn't see it in. So kind of bounced the ball in front of him a little bit on a short hop. Wouldn't have a play at second. The throw to first did not end up being in time. And that'll be an E6. So Freudy able to get a board on an error. Jonathan Classe comes in to score. Labrada up to second. And the Nuts tack on here. Nuts still trail at 16-3. First and second with nobody out in the top of the eighth. And that'll bring Robert Perez up to the plate. Perez is 0 for 3, shoots one sharply foul to the right side. Not quite the attendance we saw last night on Star Wars night, one of the biggest nights of the year at Chuck Chansey Park. Officially a sellout capacity, 10,650. The attendance for that game, 11,129, factoring in some of the standing room only options. That one is whipped in high. Fastball pops out of the glove of Quijada, and the runners will advance. Labrada to third. Now Batista to second. So the Nuts behind 16-1 coming into this inning have gotten a couple of runs. Now have second and third with nobody out. And the right-hander McGowan stepping off the rubber there. That was the second time here. As the count is 2-1. Won't be able to do so again. That one is lined up the middle. Caught at second. Throw back to second base with Batista off the bag to get him for a double play. Juan Brito, the second baseman, made the catch. He was ranging on the left side of second base from our view. So the right side of second base from his view. Making the catch on the run, and Batista just caught off the bag, tried to scramble back, but Iverson Rodriguez there, that catch in the air, that becomes a four. So Robert Perez lines into a double play. Two down, here's Randy Bednar. Two outs and a runner at third. First pitch is 81 miles an hour off the plate, and it's 1-0. Ednar is 0 for 3 on the day. Three runs on eight hits for the Nuts. 1-0 pitch, 94-mile-an-hour fastball down and away. Two balls and no strikes here to Bednar. Pitch swung on, sent out to shallow right. Couple of Grizzlies coming over, and it's Kakaska who will make the catch in right to retire Bednar for the final out of the eighth inning. Modesto brings in a couple of runs, including the second home run of the season by the second baseman, Brett Rodriguez. That's still a tall, tall mountain to climb. Fresno leads this thing 16-3. Bottom of the eighth with the Grizzlies coming to bat is up next.
Nothing to say.
reminder, fans, that following tonight's game, make sure that you stick around for Fans Run the Bases. Once the game is over, start lining up behind section 123, and every fan in attendance tonight will get the chance to run the bases. Brought to us by Producers Dairy. Now pitching for Modesto, number 23, Max Roberts. And leading off for the Grizzlies, number 3, Trevor.
Back inside Chuck Chansey Park for the bottom of the eighth inning, and a pitching change for Modesto. That's calling on the left-hander here, Max Roberts, sails in a first pitch, and it misses for a ball at 91 miles an hour, so it's 1-0. 1-0 pitch is in there, swung on and missed. 92 inside against the right-handed hitting Trevor Boone. So Boone standing in here for Zach Kokoska on one pitch. Swung on and missed. That makes it a ball and two strikes. Boone hitting 115 on the season. No home runs and nobody driven in. 16-3 Fresno Grizzlies with their leadoff hitter Boone. 7-8-9. Boone Guerrero Rodriguez duo. And the 1-2 pitch is downstairs. Two balls and two strikes. So new batter, new pitcher in here. Left-handed pitcher, right-handed batter. Kicking a deal, and that one is fouled off. Max Roberts at 6 foot, 690 pounds out of Valparaiso, Indiana. Seventh round pick back in 2017. Sees that pitch swung on and fouled off to the right side. 2-2 pitch at 79 miles an hour, and Trevor Boone a little bit behind it. Still two balls and two strikes. Boone out of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 18th round pick. Back in 2019, the 24-year-old right-handed hitter, 6'2", 210, and the pitch is swung on and missed. 2-2, attack fastball at 94 miles an hour, right down the middle at the knees. And Boone strikes out swinging for the first out of the inning. And that will bring Juan Guerrero up to the plate. 1-for-4 with an RBI double. One out, base is empty. The pitch. And there at 71 miles an hour. A little easy curve. That makes it 1-0. And that 1-0 pitch on the inside corner for a strike. Makes it 1-1 on a 93 mile an hour fastball. Roberts set up on the third base side of the rubber. Out of the stretch, easy kick with nobody on, and dials in an 80-mile-an-hour pitch low. As with a changeup that time, that makes it two balls and a strike. A lot of reasons a pitcher might go out of the stretch, especially a younger pitcher. You lose a little velocity, a couple miles an hour from the full windup, but you gain control by minimizing your movement. 2-1 is upstairs. Elevated fastball at 93 miles an hour, three balls and a strike. The mechanics and repeatability are paramount in pitching, so sometimes less is more in this case. It's that 3-1 swung on and foul tipped at 93 miles an hour. Big cut that time and a good time to have one at a 3-1 count by Guerrero. That makes it 3-2. 16-3 Fresno Grizzlies batting here bottom of the eighth. 3-2 with one away. The pitch upstairs. And Guerrero takes a full count walk. Aboard safely for the second time in this one. And that'll bring up the nine-hole hitter, Iverson Rodriguez.
And now, Iverson Rodriguez.
Rodriguez standing in from the right side. Roberts, the left-hander. Kicks and deals. First pitch is fouled off. 79 miles an hour. And Rodriguez down a strike at 0-1. 0-for-4, reached on an error. A couple of bounce outs and a strikeout. Nuts are not holding Guerrero over at first base. Rodriguez swings, pops one up, and it'll get out of play foul. Right side, just behind the home dugout on the first base side, and about 10 rows up, sending the youngsters scrambling after it. An attendance of 5,008. And I think most of them have already headed for the exit, so this one pretty well in hand for Fresno. 0-2 is in there for a called strike three. 94-mile-an-hour fastball on the inside corner at the knees, and Iverson Rodriguez had something to say about it as he was walking away. And it's been something that we've noted throughout this series, but the discrepancy in the size of the strike zone, Trevor Patience, much, much bigger zone than his counterpart, Cass Cousins, and Patience behind the plate tonight. First pitch is down and away. This is the leadoff hitter, Braden Ward, and it's 1-0. Ward working on a three-hit, four RBI day. Yankeel Fernandez also with four driven in on the day. This one is bounced over to the right side. Couple of hops up the line, and Perez can field it, keep his motion going, and tag the bag for the final out of the inning. So Max Roberts able to pitch his way through a one-out walk, and that does it for Fresno in the eighth. We head to the top of the ninth inning, last three outs for the Nuts, chasing a big deficit at 16-3. We're back after this.
All righty, Grizzly fans. Don't forget, we have kids run the bases after the game. It's going to be a great time. I'm really looking forward to it. Hey, Parker, what are you doing, buddy? We're not lining up for kids run the bases yet. Parker, Parker! Buddy, what are you doing? Hey, no. Parker, get over here, Parker. No. Somebody get that bear. He's shrieking. Parker, security. Security, what are you doing? Go get that bear off the field. You need some clothes on. He's out here in his chonies. Oh, security, what are you doing? Some clumsy security. All right, let's get that bear off the field. Come on now, we got families here. Parker, buddy. Come on, man. I know it's hot out here. We can't be doing that. Come on. Get that bear over here. Get some clothes on that bear. Parker! He broke free. Okay, they got him. I think, at least. Come on, man. What kind of security do we have here? Come on. Where's our bear keeper at when we need him? All righty, Grizzly fans. Let's give it up for Parker and hopefully get some clothes on him.
Pitching for the Grizzlies, number 12, Tyler Amherst. And leading off for Modesto, number 17, Ben Ramirez.
Ben Ramirez starts it off in the top of the ninth inning against a new pitcher in Tyler Amherst. First pitch swung on, popped up, shallow center. Arias, the shortstop, heading back and makes the catch. One pitch, one out here in the ninth inning. And Modesto down to its last two outs of the game. So Ramirez pops up, and that'll bring Joaquin Cabrera up to the plate. Ahern at 23 years old, 6'2", 200 pounds, out of Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. 20th round pick in the 2021 draft. In the Arizona Complex League last year, first pitch got away from him to Cabrera. Here's the 1-0. One in there for a strike. 85 miles an hour. Middle in. 1-1. Now similar spot. That time at 86. There's the 1-2. Swung on and bounced foul, and some some protest from some Modesto Nuts fans. Big, big zone throughout the day that we've talked about a couple of times. From the home plate umpire, Trevor Patience. That 1-2 pitch comes in and misses for a ball, but it looked like Cabrera was unable to check his swing, but he did in fact check it. 2-2. Down and away. 86 miles an hour just off the plate. And 3 balls and 2 strikes. Now to Joaquin Cabrera. Aaron working with a 169 ERA. This one sent sky high to left. Lots of time for Guerrero into the gap. A few steps shy of the warning track and makes the catch. For out number two. So Modesto down to its last out of the night, trailing 16-3, two outs here in the top of the ninth, and here is Amador Arias. Arias 0 for 2 with a walk. Ahern's first pitch, swing and a miss. 94 mile an hour fastball, and Arias just over the top of it. The 0-1 two out pitch, spiked in front of home plate, 1 ball and 1 strike here to Arias. So 3 wins so far in the series for Modesto, 1 for Fresno. Here's the 1-1 two-out pitch. 86 miles an hour and misses down and away for ball two. So that means Fresno will be playing for a split tomorrow. The Nuts still bidding for the series. 2-1 fouled off. 2 balls and 2 strikes. 93-mile-an-hour fastball, middle in. And the Nuts down to their last strike of the night. Ahern shaking off a couple of signs here. Dials one up that just misses at 2-2. A little bit low on a pitch, some late dip to it. Now a full count to Arias with 2 outs. The payoff pitch swung on and fouled off, and he's able to stay alive. And might have fouled it off his right leg as well, but was able to stand up, get right back in. Didn't fall down. I should clarify that when I say stand up. 3-2. Down in the way. And Arias takes a two-out walk here in the top of the ninth. So the Nuts get a base runner, and that'll bring Brett Rodriguez back up to the plate. 16 runs on 12 hits for Fresno. For Modesto, 3 runs on 8 hits. Scored a single run in the top of the first inning, did the Nuts. The Grizzlies got 5 in the second, 6 in the third, 5 in the fifth to make it then 16-1. First pitch in for a called strike. 93 miles an hour just on the black and knee high in the outer half. Rodriguez working on a 2-for-3 day, single and a homer. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Take a little off at 86. Nice pitch with a little bit of late dip over the middle of the plate. Nuts again down to their last strike at 0-2 here. Rodriguez against Ahern, righty on righty, and Rodriguez will call time. The one time per plate appearance allowed for the batter. And quickly gets himself reset. Start that 18-second clock with runners on. 0-2 the count. The pitch in there for a called strike three. 85 miles an hour on the outer half, and that will do it. The Fresno Grizzlies match a season high with 16 runs and win this thing 16-3. Give themselves a shot at a series split in our finale coming up tomorrow at Chuck Chansey Park. That snaps a 3-game winning streak for the Modesto Nuts, as this is shaping up to be potentially a pretty good matchup to watch here as we get on in this A-ball season, getting up into the mid-20s in games, so a long, long way to go, but it's been an interesting series to start off, to say the least. Fresno improving to 15-11 overall, and the Nuts falling to 13-13, so they're back at 500, back to 2 games back here in the Cal North of Fresno. They were a game behind San Jose also coming into this one. give you a quick wrap before we take a break and come back for the full postgame show. It was a single run in the top of the first inning for the Modesto Nuts to get the scoring started. That was Fraudy Bautista with an RBI double. Fast forward to the bottom of the second, turned out to be a five-run inning. The Nuts sloppy on the infield defensively on some routine plays, couple missed throws at short, couple drop baseballs at first, gave up five runs in the second, including RBI doubles by Yankiel Fernandez and Warming Bernabel. Prior to that, Braden Ward had a two-run single. He came through with another two-run single in the third. Fernandez had a two-run triple, and Bernabel flew out and drove in a run on a sac fly. So five runs in the second to make it 5-1, six in the third to make it 11-1, five more in the fifth as Fernandez drove in his fourth run of the day. Ward also had four driven in. Braxton Fulford had a two-run single, and Hunter Goodman had a two-run home run. That was part of that five-run fifth inning, so that made it 16-1. And the Grizzlies getting back on the board with a home run and then scoring a run on an error off the bat of Fraudy Bautista. Brett Rodriguez coming up with the homer, his second of the season for the Nuts. Part of that two-run top half of the eighth inning. But the final count, 16-3 in favor of Fresno. The decisions go to the starter, Victor Juarez improving to 2-0. Michael Morales falling to 2-2. All right, I'm going to take a breather. Catch the old breath up here, and we'll be back with the post-game show after this. Stay tuned.
Alrighty, we're just waiting for the last couple of players to exit the field. Just a couple of ground rules, Grizzly fans. Number one, first to second. Second to third, third to home. And once you're at home, we ask that you immediately exit the field down this section in front of me right here. We ask that you guys keep running after home plate so there's no traffic jams on the field. We want to make sure as many fans get to run the bases as possible. Oh, there's Parker. You put some clothes on. Good job, Tony. Hey, Parker, put that shirt down. No more streaking for you, young man. Or young bear. That's all right, Parker. We understand, man. Things happen. Let's make sure those security guards are all right, though.
Back inside Chuck Chancey Park on a tough night for the Modesto Nuts. They fall to the Fresno Grizzlies 16-3 in our contest here this evening. Fresno with the win, improving to 15-11, back into first place in the Cal North League standings, where they will presumably be tied with San Jose based on what's happening elsewhere. We'll get to that in a little bit. and the Modesto Nuts falling to 13-13 overall. So they'll be two games back of first place and Fresno. Take a look at some of the final statistics and the numbers in this one. Grizzlies, 16 runs, 12 hits, an error, and 6 left on. Modesto, 3 runs, 8 hits, 4 errors, and 6 left on as well. Single run for Modesto in the top of the first. Fresno got 5 in the second, 6 in the third, and 5 in the fifth to make it 16-1. The Nuts got a couple of runs back in the top half of the eighth inning, but ultimately those big second and third innings separators for the Grizzlies here in this one, and the Nuts really just couldn't quite claw their way back into this game in face of one of the best offensive teams in the league, and Fresno coming through. Just 9 runs over the last 3 games for the Grizzlies, but they really turned it on offensively in this one. Combination of some extra base hits and some good work against the Modesto starter Michael Morales, and also taking advantage of 4 infield errors on fairly routine plays. Braden Ward finishes the day 3-for-5 with 4 driven in. Yankeel Fernandez back after a 6-game absence due to injury, 3-for-4 with 4 driven in. 3 more Grizzlies driving in, 2 runs apiece. Warming Bernabell, Braxton Fulford, and Hunter Goodman. On the other side for Modesto, Victor Labrada, pretty bright spot in an otherwise tough day. He had a 4-for-4 game, 3 singles, and a double. So good stuff from Labrada at the plate. And out of the 9-hole, Brett Rodriguez picking up a home run, his 2nd of the season for Modesto. And the win goes to Victor Juarez on the mound. 6 innings pitched. Season high for him. 5 hits, 1 earned, 1 walk over 6 strikeouts. And the loss going to Michael Morales. 3 innings, 7 hits, 11 runs. And we told you it was just 5 of them earned earlier. Actually, just 4 of them earned now as we're getting the official box score and the final count in. So 11 runs, 4 of them earned, due in large part to those errors that set up the Grizzlies on the base pass. 2 walks in, no strikeouts for Morales. His ERA is now up to 5.40 on the year. Juarez ERA dipping down to 3.20 here in this 2022 campaign. 2 hours and 26 minutes, the time of the ballgame. 75 degrees at first pitch in front of 5,008 here at Chuck Chancey Park. All right, let's take a look at what else is going on in the California League here tonight. We gave you a little bit of foreshadowing, but that San Jose-Stockton matchup, the Giants jumping on the Ports, 5 runs in the first 2 innings, and San Jose leading it 9-0 in the bottom of the 8th in Stockton. So if that result holds, they'll remain tied in first place with Fresno, with the Nuts looking up and chasing 2 games. Visalia has just finished off a win over Inland Empire. Rawhide with their 7th win of the season. Inland Empire drops to 13-13, 4-1 in favor of Visalia in that game. Lake Elsinore on Rancho Cucamonga in a battle of the teams leading the South Division and leading the league in record. The Storm win that one 7-1, 4 runs in the 3rd inning. And here today, Fresno winning 16-3. Over Modesto. Up and down the minor leagues and the Seattle Mariners affiliates, it was a 2-win day, or a 2-game day rather, for the Everett Aqua Sox, splitting a pair of 7-inning games against Vancouver, one of those games in makeup of a game postponed a couple of days ago. So in the first game, Vancouver getting the win 4-0, Everett coming back and getting a 5-0 win, so they split the 7-inning short contest on the day. The Arkansas Travelers falling on the road against the Frisco Rough Riders 5-0, and the Tacoma Rainiers in a shootout falling 13-12 against the Salt Lake Bees. What a wild game that had Tacoma tie the game at 9 in the 9th. They had a scoreless bottom of the 9th inning. So that game was 9-9 going into the 10th. Both teams plated 3 runs, and the Bees came through with a walk-off in the 11th inning. And all the way up the pipe to the show, to the Seattle Mariners. Boy, the big club really continuing to struggle to find its footing, trailing 8-2. That game has actually gone final up in Seattle. But a little bit of positive notes as it relates to the pipeline. Just found out today that George Kirby, the third-ranked prospect by MLB Pipeline, the pitcher in the Mariners organization, has gotten the call. He will be on the hill tomorrow, so something exciting to look forward to with the Mariners back in action tomorrow. We will round out this six-game set here tomorrow on Sunday between Fresno and Modesto. Modesto still going for the series win, and Fresno trying to earn a series split. It'll be William Fleming taking the hill, 1-2 with a 5.49 ERA on the year. And Fleming for the Nuts will be countered by Mason Green. Fleming's a right-hander, Green a left-hander, at 1-1 with a 3.98 ERA here in this 2022 campaign. First pitch is set for 1:05 p.m. Join me at the top of the hour right here at 1 o'clock for a little pregame as we get you set for that contest. Our final score here for the final time, Fresno wins this one 16-3. My name is David Gentile. Big thank you to the Nuts. Also want to say thank you to a couple of folks here with Fresno. Doug Greenwald, who I go back with in my days at Santa Clara University, very gracious with his time talking about the team, getting me ready to go. Steven Rice and everybody here, the communications director for the Grizzlies, first-class hospitality and really a really welcoming atmosphere. And certainly appreciate that as a broadcaster getting to fill in for some games. And of course, to the man you're used to hearing from on the mic here, Keaton Gologli, who's on assignment in Reno these couple of days. Big thanks to Keaton for all his help trying to help us run as smooth of a show as we can. My name is David Gentile. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll be on the air tomorrow at 1 o'clock for the series finale between Fresno and Modesto from Chuck Chancey Park. For now, enjoy the rest of your Saturday evening, and we will catch up with you tomorrow. Good night from Fresno.